God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and we are Thursday, the 11th of January, 2024, second fellowship of the year, and God is good, and God is at work, and he's working his goodwill and pleasure in all of us, arranging great things for us as we stay with him, as we stay focused. And what I would like to do, I would like to ask Sakina to open us up with a word of prayer. And as soon as Sakina is finished, then we'll get Ethel to share, because I know she might have to go not long after that. So, Sakina, would you want to open us up with a word of prayer, love?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity to come and hear from you and to edify each other as your children, Father, with that spirit that you've placed in us, your spirit in Christ, Father God. We thank you, God, for the words that we're about to hear. We thank you, God, that you speak tenderly and speak directly to the hearts of all of us here and all that are listening. Otherwise, that whatever is in the way of receiving from you fully and wholly, Father, that you speak to those things as your word, the entrance of your word brings light. So thank you for illuminating our hearts as we come to you, seek you, so that we can go out and do your will. We thank you, Father, for anyone tonight that needs healing or deliverance, that just the sound of your true words, Father, the power of your words, just heal, deliver anyone that needs it, Father. We thank you, Father God, for all these things. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Ethel, take it away, sister. Thank you, Sakina. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, for letting me go first again. I know I'm on the go, but it's a wonder on, it's a beautiful, wonderful, blessed on the go kind of thing. I'm here again, still in the Bay Area, Northern California. Mom and I will be headed back home, back to Oregon on Monday the 15th. But, you know, all this time I've been here, I'm just so blessed that God has put me in a position where I can bless. You know, Genesis 12:2, I have blessed you so you could be a blessor. I take that to heart. I never would have thought in a million years I could be a blessing to others. And it's happening more and more, and I love it. You know, I mean, this is our job, basically. I mean, God does the rest, but however, you know, he puts us in situations where you could bless others. And I'm very, very happy about that. God never seems to amaze. I mean, he just keeps blessing me, and I'm so amazed and grateful and thankful and so blessed. So yeah, Edmund is doing quite well. Honestly, I've been, every day we've been going at the hospital, and you know, now at this point, like I said last week, no more lung infection. He was going to be in that medication for a year, not even 2 months, no lung infection. And check this out, you guys, his kidneys are doing better and better. He used to dialyze for every day, but now it's every other day. And then he said to me yesterday, he said, Ethel, I'm tired of this dialysis thing. I said, I know, Edmund, if that's your wishes, that's your desire, I'm going to keep ministering for these kidneys be made whole so you don't have to have a dialysis. And honestly, that coincides with the calcium count. So the count should be normal range at 11. He's now at 9.4. Wow. Amazing. So it's just a couple more things. The swallowing therapy, his vocal cords needs to get unstuck so he can eat solid foods, and that PEG tube needs to be removed. And then just the little sore, the bed sore on his back, and God's healing it. Thank God, no infection. But I says, you know, every time I minister to him, I said, God, you made Edmund, therefore you can repair him. And I just love Edmund's faith and confession. He's very peaceful. You know, he's been in that hospital for about 3 months. And bless his heart, I pray for his capacity to endure all this. to have, keep having faith, because as I see him later, it encouraged me. I can't even imagine myself just laying in bed like that in the hospital bed. But one thing for sure, Edmund has such great believing. I'm just very blessed that he did witness to me. And now it's kind of the other way around, where I can minister to him. And God is teaching me and showing me more and more to, like, exercise my power and my authority. It works, you guys. I mean, yeah. God is just showing great and mighty things as you let him. Like Sakina says, you just activate that Holy Spirit gift and God will activate with you. And each time that I do, wow, the bar goes up more and more with that faith, with that confession. And Edmund and I, we work as a team, really. And now my mother, who's 91, she was reciting Psalm 91 to my brother. You know, it was so sweet. They were holding hands. And Edmund, you could just see on his face how blessed he is. Because he said to one of my friends, believer friends, you know, if anything, I got in the word. And all my heart's desire, he said, it just to have my family get in the word. Look, we're Filipinos. We come in bunches. So it's me and mom really that really stood. And I know that Edmund's very blessed to see that fruit in our family. And with this situation, man, there's more to come, because my family is seeing the miracles that is happening. Even, like I said, the doctors and the nurses, their technicians at the hospital, they're just scratching their heads. And, you know, I'm bold. I said, I ministered to my brother. Yeah. And they look at me like, why are you chaplain? Basically. So that's where I park now at the hospital. Because I do. I minister to my brother. You know. So great things are happening. Oh, my God, you guys. I'm so excited with India. I think it's like 40-something days left. Well, anyway, I've come as far as booking my flight now, going to, yay, FA, we'll be together, bro. Long trips. Well, I'll meet you in Seattle. And so from Eugene to Seattle to Amsterdam, we'll lay over for a bit from Amsterdam to Delhi. And then I just need, pray for me, you guys. I know God will provide my coming back home to the U.S., from Delhi to U.S., I know the funds are already there. That's my faith and my confession. I mean, I have come this far, you guys. And honestly, you know, I was waiting until I get back home to Oregon to book all my flights, but at least part of it already I've done here in California. But, you know, honoring my first fruits, it's no magic. I swear, you guys. Someone did ABS to me, and that took care of the trip going to India. It's like, God, I'm going. Honestly, yeah, I'm going. But you know what? It's my desire. So God's desire, he's desiring his kids to go. And I said, God, I'm there. I made up my mind the minute I heard it. Hey, there's an India trip. I said, I am going. I'm going to be there. Not, you know, knowing in the carnal way, the world's way, I don't have enough funds. But God sees and provides. You know, God is so tender, like working with him. You know, he just tenderly speaks to me and say, just hold my hand, honey. You're my child. I want you blessed. You want to go? You go. Your desire is my desire and vice versa. I want you to go because you know why? I'm so humbled. I want to learn more. I want to grow some more. And I know I'm going to see it in India. I mean, I've been there before, but wow, to see it, to live it, to learn it, to engage in it. How much more tender can your heart be? I'm sorry, I don't want to cry, but it's just tears of joy. And the way God is just unfolding everything, no stress. I don't have to worry about this, that, and the other. I've got things to do right here in the Bay Area right now. But God is just working the details. This is the next step, child. Don't fret. I've taken care of it. And how can your heart not be tenderized by what God is doing in your life? You know, I'll show you great and mighty things. Things that I don't know, but he's got plans, you guys. And I know I've been communicating with FA, bro. Thank you for all your help getting me in place. I'm excited that we could travel together with these long journeys. And I'm excited for you because you're going for the first time. So I keep telling him, start eating curries, right? But he's set. He's ready to go. And then, you know, as we share each other's journey or, you know, what's been happening with our flights and things like that, I find out, you know, the needs that he has, it's similar to mine. And then something that struck me, he said to me, you know, what has God not done for you or is not doing for you? Let me ask that question. And it's true. He's always doing something right. And the timing is so godly timed. And at the same time, while God is working it, I stay peaceful. I'm patient. I just continue to look to him because he's working it. With God, he's not going to abandon you or forsake you. You request, you tell him it is a done deal. So, you know, again, it's been raising the bar as far as my faithfulness with God. I'm faithful to him because he's faithful to me. What an awesome God that we have. And as I keep going to him, you know, it just gets more tender and sweeter each time. And I'm speechless, like, but it's not a surprise because I just know that I know. He has done everything. It's amazing what God is doing and continue to do. And like I said, you know, with this thing with my brother, it's huge for me in my life because I have seen, I have practiced my power and my authority, and I'm going to see more in India. I'm so excited. It's like, God, who's next? Who I can minister to? And I had a lunch with a believer friend here in California. Yeah, she was coming to my fellowship when I had it here. And Margaret is such a wonderful believer. And she said to me, and we've been friends for like, I don't know, 30, 40 years, and we've stayed connected. And she says, Ethel, man, I have just seen more and more the growth in you. Now, it's been years with fellowship, but she said, this time it's just so amazing. Like, you have grown so much, and I see it. And you know what, sister? She said, I'm so encouraged by what you're doing, the way you're ministering to your brother. And I just know that God is showing me and then showing her as well, you know, how to walk rightly, the more excellent and perfect way. I mean, we've been in that ministry, this ministry, whatever. And, you know, we've had some growth, but not like this. He's like, her eyes are bulging out like, wow, Ethel, you know what I'm seeing? It's just so life-changing. I can see in you. And I said, Margaret, it's God. It is God. And, you know, the more I'm humble, the more I'm meek and obedient to him, the more, man, he is just showing me more and more great and mighty things that I do not know. But he's got big plans. So you know what, you guys? I encourage you to keep going to God. There's no miss. We don't question it because God is perfect. He's an amazing God that, wow, I mean, in everything he sees and provides, I have seen this time and time again. And I just get blown away each time. But you know what? It's no surprise. I just know. And the more my confession, my faith gets so built up, that nothing bothers me anymore or nothing stresses me. Why? God's going to take care of it. I gave it to you, Father. I'm letting go and let you take care of it. No fret. You know, I used to like, oh, what if? Like, you know, I'm taking it back, God. Sorry. But this time I'm like, I let it go, Father. You take care of it. You're my provision. You're everything to me, so I give it to you. Wow, it's so much lighter. You know, there's no stress on your part. There's no burden. But everything is a blessing, step by step. I had this kind of like ache the other day, and I'm like, God, I'm on the go here. I can't afford to have any kind of pain or ailment or whatever. I ministered to myself. Instantaneously, 2 seconds later, that pain is gone. I commanded it to go. He had no place in my body. You go in the name of Jesus Christ. And be bold. Be confident when you do that. Because it is the most powerful thing there is. You know. And I am just blessed beyond measure. I'm blessed when I come in. I'm blessed when I go out. I am just so blessed all the way. It's me and my Father. That is all. That is it. You know, life is good. It is a blessing. And so that's my sharing this week, you guys. God bless you all. I do pray for you each and every day. I love you guys so much that, you know, the speaking in tongues every single day. I mean, 1 hour each morning, you know, I go through it and I'm like, wow, it's to my benefit, God. No one else's. It's just the perfect prayer. So anyway, I'm going to go. Have a great week, you guys. A blessed week. I sure love you. And that is my sharing. Mwah!
Wow, that's amazing. Hi, everyone. God bless you. I've just been told I'm next. So, that's amazing, amazing testimonies of your brother and of yourself as well. And, God's bringing all the details together for India for you. Your brother's healing, and he's going to be healed real soon. I can see it happening. And it's blessed me a lot because I've had an auntie who's been in hospital as well. Before I carry on, my thanks to God, first and foremost. Thank you, Father, for who he is, and my Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who he is and what they've done for us all. And thanks for my minister, Lawrence and Kim, and for you, my brethren on here, because everybody's growing stronger and stronger in the grace of God. And we're growing as the body of Christ together, and we're not on this journey alone. Thank God for that. And, it's all about, it really is, every facet of our lives is about Matthew 6:33. And seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right ways of doing things. Then everything we need is added to us. I've had an auntie in hospital, and she's down right down south. Very south end of this country. And a place called Cornwall. It's a part of Cornwall. And she's had problems over the years on and off. And, you know, I've shared years ago, I've ministered to her, I've ministered to another auntie and uncle that live in a different part of the country, Weymouth. And so they all know what's what. And sharing with my mum loads of things. But they're all stuck in their own ways of thinking about God, and it's difficult. One's a Catholic, another's a Methodist, and then there's my mum, she's neither one of those. She's got her own way, and my other auntie that's been in the hospital has got her way again. So it's just a question of keeping praying for them, for me. I'm in Bristol, I can't get to them all the time. And on this occasion, this has been happening for a while, weeks we're talking about, and her condition wasn't good. It was quite bad. And I was encouraging my mum with things, reminding her. And what can I say? I went to God and I said, what do I do, Lord? You know, I'll get down there if you want me to. And God said, do nothing. I'm like, okay, that's in your hands then. Fine, it's in your hands, Father. Thank you that you're taking care of it. And I just moved on my way. Because I care, but I'm not going to let it make me an emotional wreck. Right? And too many people get tricked out on this when it comes to their family members, because they're family or relatives, it's close. And the enemy can use that as a way to pull us down emotionally. And if we're down emotionally, we're no good. As simple as that. So I'm thankful to God because He told me do nothing. So I think, right, then it's in your hands. Do I trust God? Yes. Because if I'm starting to get, oh my gosh, like this, out of shape, then I don't trust God. It's as simple as that. So I trust that it's in His hands. I was also remembering about Jesus Christ with Lazarus. And Lazarus is ill 4 days. No, not 4 days, sorry. He was ill, and then he died, and it was 4 days before Jesus Christ went to raise him up. Because he didn't go until God told him to go. And anyway, so, you know, a few days would pass, and I'd be saying to my mum, how's Auntie Jean? Oh, well, there's no change. They're all praying for her, and there's no change. And I'm thinking, wow. And I'm just giving her tidbits here and there, you know, maybe somebody could get down there and minister healing in the name of Jesus Christ. without putting too fine a point on it, like I've been saying all this time. and still no movement. And you know it. What can you do? What can you say? Nothing. And after a bit, and then it came to my heart, okay, as I'm praying to God, Now you command it. So God was just working in me then in one prayer. So I just commanded in Jesus Christ's name with authority. Then on the next time it came to mind, the same thing again. So it happened twice. And in that time, I didn't know what a progress was. Didn't have a clue. I'm just believing, right, it's done. Next thing, my mum's coming up to me, oh, there's an improvement. And I looked at my mum, I said, yeah, do you know why there's an improvement? I said, you're all there praying for her and doing all this and the rest of it. I said, there's no change. I said, there's an improvement because I did this. And I explained to her what I did. I said, if everybody was doing that, this would be a different story. Oh, but yeah, it's a game. It just hasn't gone in. I'm thinking, oh, Lord. But I got to step back and be patient at the same time. And then my mum came up to me today when I came in the door and she said, oh, Auntie Jean's going home. Well, she's going, actually not home, she's going to Weymouth to be with the other auntie and uncle. And then mum's thinking, oh, she needs an ambulance, really. And they were going to drive her back. But then they rang her up and said, oh, she's going back in an ambulance now. I said, well, that's great, mum. I said, so, and how is she exactly? Because I'm not concerned about these other details. I'm concerned about how is she. And, yeah, she's breathing a lot better. She's walking around more than she was before. I thought, great. See how good God is, do you know what I mean? It's difficult because you're working with people that believe sort of, but they don't. It's basically unbelieving Christians. And carnal Christians. And it can get tough because it's family. But like I said, I have to step back and say, okay, God, your hands, not mine. But I'm just really thankful to God because it shows clearly the difference between all the other doctrines out there. You know, there's three different doctrines going on there with these guys. And there's probably other doctrines with the medical people, other doctrines with other people involved. And yet, the same doctrine is here. And that's the thing that made the difference. It was right after I did what I did that the improvement started. Not because I'm anybody, but simply because I'm a nobody, but God is everybody. And because I understand the things pertaining to the kingdom of God in the way that God has shown me them, and I'm seeking him first, and I'm not doing anything in my own strength, effort, or ability. I could have gone down there. I could have rang her up. I did try to ring her at one point, actually, but I got no answer. I thought, right, that's it. It didn't come to my heart after that to do that. So, so at the end of the day, it just clearly defines where we are right now here is the right doctrine. It really is. And for me to slip away from that into something else, whether it's something I knew before or whether it's something different that I didn't know before, would just be wrong. Because that's like sticking a middle one up at God, at my father, and saying, yeah, I'm not trusting you anymore. It's like saying I know better than God. But really, I don't know better than God. And when led to do it, okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this happen now. Father God, thank you. You've done this in Jesus Christ's name. I haven't. God has. I'm not away from Bristol. I'm not down there in Cornwall. So technically, in that respect, it's nothing to do with me. I'm just a person that knew how to put the faith into action and how to use my authority by the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and see the result. And the thing is, because I've seen God do so many things, there's no doubt in my mind that when I do this, I know it's done because I've seen it. And you know, when we step out and just begin, we just begin. We don't hesitate. We just begin with God. Then when we begin, we see things happen, and that encourages our faith, so that our faith grows. And the next thing that comes along, our faith grows even more. The next thing comes along, our faith grows even more. And it's like going from glory to glory to glory all the time. And we come to that point where it's like, wow, yeah, I'm so blown away, but I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. It's second nature. Well, first nature, actually, the spiritual nature. And Ethel, that's amazing what you're doing, because you're just sticking in there with your brother. He's sticking in there, which is an amazing thing. Which shows how much strength he's got in Christ, as well as you. And you just keep going. And it was making me think also of the Apostle Paul. He went around all these Gentile places, but when he was dead and came back to life, who raised him back up? It was the people that he went to and taught that raised him up. It wasn't the apostles from Jerusalem that came and raised him up. He didn't raise himself back up. So it had to have been the people he'd been over there given the same doctrine to, right? That raised him back up. And it's just like it's happening in India, throughout India and throughout Nepal. The same thing. And you know, we've got this treasure in earthen vessels. We've got this amazing treasure, which is far more, is worth far more than anything this world can offer. Gold, silver, yachts. I don't care what it is. I don't want it. Because I've got something that is a greater treasure than all that. You can dig up the Pharaoh's tombs all you want. I don't care. Keep it. I've got something greater within me. I've got sonship in Christ Jesus that nobody can take away. And in that sonship are all the enablements and abilities to be able to see the job done as I'm led by the Spirit of God. And as I'm not led by my own thinking or my emotional state, I've got to control that. If I'm not in control of that, then I need to walk on until I am in control of it. Or to give it to God, and he can sort that out for me. But either way, whatever we're doing or not doing is trusting God in everything. Every aspect of our life. If it's quiet and nothing's happening, we're trusting God. And it's funny because I thought came to my mind this morning. And there's, what is the one kind of fight you can get into where you win and you lose the same fight? I'll give everybody just a moment to think a minute and see what comes to your heart. One fight you fight where you win and you lose, what is it? And the answer is you're fighting yourself. And every time we're not trusting God, that's what we're doing. Every time we're slipping into the old man nature, the carnal ways, we're fighting ourselves. Because who walks away hurting? The devil doesn't. God's heart is hurting because he sees where we're at. And he's just saying, come back, come back, come back to me, come back to me. Come back and trust me again. I can put it right. But we're the ones that end up hurt because we're beating ourselves up. Every time we're not trusting God. Every time, oh my gosh, this situation's getting to me. Oh my auntie, no. Oh my gosh, what do I do now? Or, right, I gotta go and do that. No, 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 stop. Did God say go and do it? If not, don't. And then we have the best time. We have peace. And we carry on our day. Just doing the things that God's given us to do. For me, I go out working. Not everybody's got a job to work at. Some have, some haven't. For some, it's full-time ministry. For some, it's retirement and looking for places to go, looking for people to chat to, or whatever. Whatever it is that God's given you, just do it with God. Do that with God. And I'm desiring, maybe before it even works, to walk in every day. I'm desiring God to open the doors and not me to open them. So I'm not kicking them open. And I don't think of witnessing. I just think, Father, what do you want me doing for you today? Is there somebody, and something comes up, I just start sharing with somebody. What I'm doing is I'm sharing the kingdom of God with people whenever there's an open door to do that. In the meantime, I'm enjoying the kingdom of God. You know, if you have my nature tries to rear his head, well, shut up. You're dead. Go away. I'm not carrying that corpse around me anymore. And like Ethel, I'm looking forward to India. I really can't wait. And I got my suitcase the other day, and I've already got luggage scales, and I've been weighing each item of clothing that I possibly might be packing for the journey, and just checking, am I going to get the weight right without being stung in India for like £100 for being overweight on my luggage? So, it's great, and like Ethel, yeah, from the word go, I've been saying I'm going there. So there's some like-mindedness going on among the brethren here. And I know Marie's got probably loads to share on that as well. And whoever else is believing to go. So basically, yeah, that's pretty much it for me at the moment. And the only thing I can really think, if I were to encourage anybody on, is the staying connected, one-on-ones, speaking in tongues much. Any problem, give it to God. Confessions as well. Learning to speak by the Spirit of God and honoring God with our substance and the first fruits of all our increase. God bless you all. I love you all very much. And it's great seeing everybody on here tonight. And I'm looking forward to hearing everybody else share hot things that God's been doing in your lives. Thank you very much for having me.
See you there, Jason.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Wonderful sharing. Could you ask Kathy Clark next, please?
Yeah.
And,
Yeah. Kathy, would you like to share next, please? My sister in the US of A. One of my sisters in the US of A.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Jason. God bless you all. Yeah. So God is really good to us all, and he's always working. And I'm very thankful and blessed that that is true and that that is a reality. I never have to think about if he's working or not working for me or in me. I never have to consider that. And that's really comforting and wonderful, because that is his desire to do that. And so it's just really a case of, you know, do I want to move with him? Do I want to go with him in whatever he's working? And I do, of course, because these are the wonderful, glorious works of God that he wants to share with me. And, yeah, I want to share in him, with him as well. And so I was thinking about how, is that my back feedback? No. Ah. So, you know, I was just thinking about how God's desire from the beginning was, you know, of course, to have children and also that he would work together with us to make himself known to the world. And this is so much part of what he desires in all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. He wants all of mankind to know him and to know who he is. And he is the God of all creation. And secondly, to come to a knowledge of the truth, because, you know, one could know God by getting born again and still not come to a knowledge of the truth. And he wants both of those things, you know, and I think it's Jason, you were talking about sound doctrine and the right information and how important that is, that we have that from God, from his heart, his mind, his mouth, so that we can be effective. And he has created us to be effective in everything that we do with him. Not effective on our own, for sure. Not effective on our own ability of the things that we learned from the world. Not effective in that. And not effective in our own ways to understand the things of the world. No, not effective that way. But effective receiving the words that are of heaven, from his heart so that we can rule and reign. And so it's an amazing thing that he made us so, you know, so perfect to do this thing, that we can have his thoughts when he gives them to us. So we can have his understanding about whatever may be going on, in our life at the moment. Because, you know, you can always take a lot of guesses on things. You know, you can crunch the numbers and come up with this, you know, an equation, but it's not the truth about it. But he created us to be able to receive whatever's going on in real time in our life, what it is, because he'll know that. And also, that whatever direction and plan that he has for me, that he can let me know that too. And that he wants me to know it clearly, like not be foggy on it, not be iffy on it, not be unsure or uncertain about it, but that I would be very clear about it. And so I was thinking yesterday, actually, and this morning about this point, and, yeah, actually saying it had brought it up in that sharing that he sent through, or that Lawrence had sent through. And, you know, he was very clear, like on the day of Pentecost, that something amazing had happened. There was a sound of rushing mighty wind. There was cloven tongues that sat on each of the apostles, and they spoke in tongues. You know, they spoke in a language that they didn't know, but that the people present did. And so it was very clear to the 12, or to the 11, I guess. Judas wouldn't have been there. That something happened, like, you know. And then, of course, the 3,000 were there as well. And God just had perfectly arranged all of this for that moment, that those 3,000 people were ready to hear. And you know, Peter stood up. Of course, after, you know, you had some like guy in the crowd that said, oh, these guys must be drunk. And that really motivated Peter then. He was inspired and motivated by the Spirit of God to stand up and speak the words that God put in his mouth. And so there were those 3,000 that got saved, you know. And so God had perfectly arranged all of that, and he had set it up for, you know, the apostles and for Peter to stand up and say what he said and for the people to receive it with gladness. And we know the rest of the story. And they continued in the apostles' doctrine, steadfastly, very excited and wonderful, this good news that they received, a new birth. And so he was clear, you know, he was clear with the apostle Paul when he said, don't go to Jerusalem. Like, you want to go, Paul? Yep, you just want to go. And I'm telling you, don't go. God's saying, don't go. But he made it so clear, right? He had Philip's daughters prophesied, and Agabus came and tied him up, you know, took the girdle and tied him up and said, this is what's going to happen if you go to Jerusalem. Paul, you're going to get bound. You know, Paul says too that God showed him in a dream. So like, he was being very clear with Paul, and not even one time, right? It was like more than once he was saying, don't do this, you know? And so I'm thinking about other records too, where if God has a plan for us, if God has a plan for me, it's his plan, you know, it's a plan for my life, but then it's his plan too. He has a plan that he's doing for him, all men to be saved, et cetera, et cetera. But he has a plan for me too. I'm in his plan, you know? And I didn't have to come up with a plan. I'm in his, like I'm going on his job site. And yeah, I want to go on his job site. I want to go to work with him. I want to go to his job, you know, where everything is flowing wonderfully, and be directed and led and inspired and move with him as he directs, you know. And that's Happy Bill. And he's made that simple and easy. And he wants it to be clear. You know, this is my point. Like, why wouldn't he want it to be so clear to his children? What he wants for them. What he has given them. You know, he created us to receive words so that we're so clear on who he is, who we are, and what the plan is. And so this really has blessed me. And, you know, cause I kind of have gone back forth a little bit on, well, let's say, is this me? Is it like, God, I really want to know clearly, you know? And so, you know, because it causes hesitation. And, so I know the wonderful doctrine is just step forward, take the first step, just begin, and you will know as you step forward, you know, and then you can look back and say, oh yes, that was God. But sometimes I'll hesitate even on taking that first step because I have done so many things on my own and made really, you know, I've made mistakes. And, you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to do that again. So I get unsure, but this thing about making it so clear really blessed me. And I knew it was true. I mean, I knew it was true, but I don't know. It just sort of came together for me in a wonderful way where, there doesn't have to be any hesitation ever, ever, because it would not fit the God that we know, the God and Father, our God and Father who saved us. When we didn't even ask, when we didn't even know what was going on, we were dead in trespasses and sins, without God, without hope, because we were all Gentiles, right? Anybody? Yeah, we were all Gentiles. And all that whole time, he was going about his plan to bring the Savior to save mankind, even when man had nothing to do with it, or really even sometimes tried to rebel against it and didn't really sometimes participated and sometimes not, right? Israel sometimes on, sometimes off. And it didn't matter to God because he had his plan and he was just going to do it anyway, in spite of everything. Didn't matter. He was going to save mankind. You know, and that's like, that tells us like so much about who he is.
and what he desires for us now. And so why wouldn't he want us to be very clear when we make the decision to move with him? Like when we lay aside everything else and say, no, Father, now I get this, that moving with you is like the thing that I so desire and long for. And it is the most magnificent thing that could ever even be a part of my life. And so I make my decision. Yes, Father, you first. I will do whatever it is that you have laid out for me to do, those foreordained good works. And when we do that, we make that decision, you know, then why wouldn't he want us to know so clearly, you know, like he's got to be so thrilled that we would say that, that we would do that, that we would make that decision, you know, when so many people don't care at all. And even when so many who are born again really don't have the heart for that at all. Like what he said, Christ said, the laborers are few, right? Harvest, there's plenty there, but there's just not a lot of laborers to match, you know, the harvest, like as many as should be, because a lot of people just, it's not in their heart to make the decision, you know? They're born again, wonderful, great, and they receive that wonderful gift of God, and they still are complete and all those wonderful things. But for someone to come to God and say, Father, like, no, I want to move with you and what you have in your heart for mankind and for me. You know, I want to be a part. Like I am the ambassador. I am the one with the mouth that can speak the good news. You send me, like I'll speak, you know, and I want this, like, because I have finally realized that, oh, this is really what I've always wanted anyway. This is the magnificent, glorious life. And that he has given us an inheritance. You know, we share. We are joint heirs with Christ. So that means everything that Christ earned, yeah, that he so rightfully earned by giving up his life for us, we just get to share. That's a joint heir. We share in the inheritance that he earned that we didn't earn. Like, oh, to take full advantage of that, you know, why would we turn that down? Of course we wouldn't. And so anyway, look, just this thing of seeing it more from God's perspective, which is always helpful for me, rather than trying to look at it from my side, you know, to just think about who he is and what he has done. And what does that mean about him now in my life, in our life? And to translate it through, to translate all of that was in his heart to do for thousands of years, to translate that into this moment for me, you know, that blesses me a lot. So anyway, that's kind of what's one of the things that's been working in my heart. Love you so much, guys.
Wonderful.
Ah, it's wonderful, Kathy. Yeah, thanks for sharing all that. And it's great because we have got such a great, big, wonderful God and Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, our King as well. So thanks for that. And next, I'd like to ask Marie, please, from the Emerald Isle, my sister in the Emerald Isle, to share, please.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And what a privilege it is to be here tonight with you beautiful peeps and my wonderful ministers, Lawrence and Kim. I love you guys very much. You are truly God's best. And I am so just thankful unto God. And, oh, guys, by the way, I have my flights booked to Bristol the 8th.
Yay.
We fly back early Sunday morning.
Send me the details.
We will be there for the fellowship on Thursday because we get in a very early flight. I text Kim the times of the flights anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited. You're going to meet Winston.
Marie.
Woohoo!
Marie.
But no, do you know what, guys? I think it's good for him to meet you guys before we go to India so that he gets a taste of what's to come, do you know? And he's really excited, and we're super excited about visiting you guys. I've been telling him all about everybody, really, and Lawrence and Kim, and who we've been hanging out with, and Bristol, and Danny and Amber, and Jason, obviously, and yeah, and hopefully Becky Jancy can join us as well, maybe for a meal some evening or a coffee. And yeah, we're all excited. And yeah, God's been blessing me really, like, amazingly. In every area of my life, I'm so thankful unto him. It was a great Christmas. It was a great New Year. I got spoiled rotten by my family and my partner, and had a beautiful time with my partner down in Wexford. He lives very near the beach. So New Year's morning, I braved the cold sea and went for a dip, and that was beautiful and refreshing. We've just been doing really nice things together, which is really good. But more importantly, God is good, and he's an amazing God and a beautiful God, and a God who wants to lavish great things upon us in every area of our lives. And that's in our health, in our relationships, in our finances. Every area, guys, he really wants to bless you. And you're just to go to him and tell him exactly what you want, because that's exactly what I've been doing. And it's been proven that God has really answered my prayers. And I'm so thankful. I'm just really excited for this year ahead. And India, woohoo! Like, all the flights are booked for India. Flights out, flights back, and internal flights. Accommodation booked for the Holiday Inn, going out and then coming back again. And again, God just provided the funds, because he's a God that wants to bless each and every one of us and give us what we want, you know, say what you want, not what you see. And that is just when God gave you that revelation, Lawrence, all those years ago, like, it's when you shared it, it really stuck in my mind, and I know it's stuck in a lot of people's mind that come here and fellowship together. It was just awesome. Say what you want, not what you see. Simple as that. And that was a true word from the amazing, beautiful, loving God, our Heavenly Father. And I am just super blessed, and I love that. Say what you want, not what you see. You know, God really is awesome. And he's a great, big, wonderful God, as the song goes. But no, I've had a good week. I've been working in the office in the mornings, and then I've been doing my little cleaning gig in the afternoons, which is going so well. And there's another blessing from God, how he's just really, it's really taken off, guys. And it's great being your own boss as well. It really is. And I was called into one of my clients. She's quite elderly, and she had a really bad fall there some time ago. She must be about 80, I'd say. So I go in and clean her house once a week on Tuesday. Every Tuesday I call to her. And you know, she's really slowed down and lost confidence in walking, because she fell over and broke a bone, as I said, and she's not in great health. So I had another job, a cleaning job out in where I clean in her village. So I just said I'd pop up to her just for a cup of tea before I go home, before I head back to Thurles. She only lives about a 10-minute drive from me. So I walked into the house anyway, and the door was wide open, which is unusual for her. She lives alone because her husband died years ago, and she's got two adoptive sons, one who lives, I'd say, about a 20-minute drive from her, and the other son lives up in Dublin, but they're her adopted sons, but obviously they're like blood to her. and they are very good to her, but she lives alone and she's 80 odd and my heart goes out to her. She's a devout Catholic now. But anyway, getting back to the story of yesterday, yeah, I said, oh, I had a job on there in the rag and I said, I'd call up to Carmel for a cup of tea and walked in anyway, door wide open, no sign of her. Checked all the rooms. She lives in a bungalow, which has about 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms and a kitchen and a dining area and a sitting room. And I was like, Carmel, calling her name, no sign of her. So then I went out and she was there at the line, the washing line, trying to bring in sheets that I had hung out the previous day. And she had home help. She has home help that comes in and feeds her every day. And I just come in on a Tuesday to clean her house. But they didn't bring the sheets in off the line. And guys, I'm so glad that God had me out there at the right time, because she would have really, like, she was struggling massively. She was crippled. You know, she would have fallen over again and she would have been in dire states. And I'm like, Carmel, give me that. So I took the rest of the sheets off the washing line and I walked her into her house. I met her a cup of coffee, made her feel comfortable, had the fire. She has a beautiful stove, so we had the open stove lit for her. And she was crippled in pain. Like, she could barely walk. God love her. So I just said, do you know what, Satan? F you. Enough is enough. I'm going to minister to Carmel and she's going to get healed. And I don't care what lies the devil is telling her. It's nothing but a lie, because God is in the business of healing and he doesn't want any of his children. And yes, we are still his children, even at the age of 80, 90, 100. We are still his children. So I ministered to Carmel and I just spoke just healing to her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And I commanded in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for the pain just to leave and for her to be healthy and happy and whole. And I finished ministering to her anyway and she said, thank you very much. And I just said, keep confessing you're healed. And I said, Carmel, I guarantee you by tomorrow you will have no pain and you'll be walking perfectly again. And I said, as I always say to Peter Lloyd, I see the two of us doing the Boston Marathon. I said to Carmel, I see us out walking, because she used to love walking. She's like me. She loves walking wooded areas, hiking mountains or whatever. And she phoned me this morning and hey, God comes through as always. And she was a different woman. Her voice was stronger. She had no pain. She had no fear. She had no anxiety. And that's all down to God. As I said, God is in the business of healing and he loves each and every one of us and wants us all 100% healthy, happy and whole. He's just a great big wonderful God and I love him so much. And another testimony I have is I had a smoothie for my breakfast this morning and I was washing up afterwards and didn't I break a glass whilst I was washing, and a big chunk of glass stuck into my baby finger. And I was like, okay, I can do two things. I could stay calm, trust God for healing, or I can totally freak out and say, Mom, ring the doctor, I need a stitch. I kept calm. I spoke in tongues first. Then I ministered to myself. And the Lord said, put kitchen paper around your baby finger and put pressure on it and hold it tight for 5 minutes, which I did. And then he said, put a plaster on it, which I did. Now, guys, the cut was deep. And if anybody saw it, they would have been, in the carnal mind, you know, they would have been like, okay, she needs 2 stitches in her little baby finger. But no, I minister to myself. I trust it, God. And you know what? I'm healed. I don't need a stitch. All I need to put on it was a plaster, and the blood, the bleeding has stopped. It's still a little tender, but guys, it's healed. And I was so blessed by that. You know, there goes God again. The great, big, wonderful God. And he's just fantastic in every way possible. And he's got the best of things in store for each and every one of us. And I am super excited about India. It's going to blow my mind. It's my first time. I've never been to India, guys. And I'm so blessed that I get to do it with you all. It's just going to be a wonderful, tremendous time. And I know each and every one of us will get blessed personally in whatever area of our lives. And, yeah, God's been really good. He's been, obviously, he's been blessing me with my wonderful partner, Winston, and he's been blessing me financially. And, you know, the way we abundantly share, God will give back 1,000 times and more, as he always does, when we honor him with our first fruits. And that is so important. And just keep speaking in tongues. Oh, I was so blessed yesterday. I was doing a job yesterday at a house in a village out the road. And I had the house to myself. And it usually takes me about 2.5 hours to clean that house. And I just spoke in tongues the whole time. And I felt, wow. Like when you really lock in there and speak in tongues for as any amount of time, but I had a good 2.5 hours, and I was like, wow, I just felt a lightness, a greatness, a positiveness. It was just beautiful. And I'm like, we have the privilege of speaking in tongues. It's great. It really is. And healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons. Those little demons are little bugs under our feet anyway. So don't be putting up with the bullshit that they try to tell you guys. Don't listen to it. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And God is just a beautiful God and a great God and a mighty God. And wow, 2024. Oh, I'm excited. And I was really blessed by Ethel and Jason and Kathy sharing to date. Yeah, we just got to trust God, look to him only. Don't look to the left or the right. Just keep your mind stayed on God, because he's got a plan in store and he's always working behind the scenes on our behalf. And he's so pure and loving. He's our daddy God, and we just climb into his arms every morning, and we are all cozy with God, because he is just a God of comfort and a God of health and a God that wants to give us masses of wealth and peace, peace, wonderful peace. Yep. God is great. I'm excited. And I wish you all a fabulous weekend. And when we wake up tomorrow morning, let's just expect God to do something tremendous in our lives tomorrow. Not only in our lives, but in the lives of the people that we know, love and care for. And in the lives of the people we meet on the streets. If you see somebody in need, go to them and minister to them. Because that's what God wants. So don't fear people. Don't care what anybody else thinks. Because we are children of the Most High God. We are beautiful on the inside. We are beautiful on special. We are a peculiar people. We are powerful, and we are God's kids. Therefore, have no fear. Be anxious for nothing. God loves you all. And just be at peace. And that's what I wanted to share. I love you guys. I look forward to the rest of the evening. Mwah.
Wow. You know, Maria, when I was on my way up here tonight, as I always do on my way up, I'm giving the night to God. I'm asking him for the hot testimonies. You came to my heart. Now I know why. And before I asked you to share, I knew you have plenty to share. And that was amazing.
Thank you.
What you just shared is fantastic. It's funny because I've been dealing with cuts as well on my fingers.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Put my fingers on a radiator on the edge. And especially the little finger, it really cut in.
Yeah.
The other two there, it grazed them a little bit deeper than I like, but not as bad as the little finger and that one there. And like you, I ministered. I thank God for it. And there was still blood coming in. But I just... you know, chuck some TCP on it, then some germaline, then some hand cream, and put some around it, because I'm going out to work. So I just put, like, a plaster, a bit of bandage I cut off of somewhere, and some masking tape.
Yeah.
Got out and got on with my day's work, basically.
Better,
yeah. And it's the minister and healing. Sometimes, yeah, there are things we have to do. God puts in our hearts to do. So we just do it, and we're trusting him for the results. So that's crazy. That's crazy. So there you go. I mean, there's English, there's Irish. What more do you want?
Exactly. Woo!
Catherine in America doing that with her brother. Come on. This is real. This is real. This is the truth.
Amen.
So, yeah, thank you very, very much for sharing all that.
No bother.
That's an inspiration to everybody. So
thank you.
So now, thank you very much, Marie. And oh, Marie, before I go on to the next one, Lawrence asked if you could share the details when you're coming here.
WhatsApp or something like that, or email.
I WhatsApp Kim. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
You got it all. Oh, okay, fine. All right.
No, I will. I need to give, because the flights are booked. I had told Kim the times, but I will WhatsApp our flight number so you can just keep an eye on it.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, I didn't realise. She did tell me, but I didn't realise she had the details. That's why I asked. Thank you, Doris.
No bother. I'll WhatsApp my flight number and everything. Yeah, perfect.
All right. God bless your heart. Thanks very much for that, Marie.
No bother.
So now we've gone back over the pond, and Van, would you like to share next, please, brother?
Absolutely. God bless you guys.
God bless you too.
Yeah, I love listening to, the different accents. You know, we're all over the world. You got Frank in France and, of course, the English and the Irish and, us over here. And then, probably some other people on here, the Norwegians. And I got a little bit of everything, in me. And, but I tell you, that Irish accent, I love listening to that. That's just absolutely amazing. You guys in England, beautiful accent too, obviously. So. But imagine how we sound to you guys. But God is amazing. He has, well, first I've been connecting. I've been doing the things that I've been told to do. And I've been connecting. And he gave me a vision in reference to like a family vision. And it was out of nowhere. And the vision was restoration and deliverance for a family, including mine and then the girlfriends. And so we prayed about it and we started. And as soon as we started, the small little, and of course I told her, I said, okay, listen, you need to be ready, because what's going to happen is you'll see these little things pop up. And, cause everything in life is spiritual. So sure enough, two things hit her. They weren't, you know, one of them was financial. The other one was, emotional attack. And then, you know, we smooth through that. Like I told her, hey, so listen, just stay next. Keep the vision. Keep the vision of your head of seeing restoration, people hugging one another, people kissing one another, families coming back. Cause that's what God's all about. Cause remember, he sent his son, not just to redeem us or his chosen people, but the whole world. So I'm just starting, he just gave me a little vision to push out to the girlfriend. And so anyway, then after that, I got a little message out of nowhere. And of course, I knew right away where that was coming from. So I shut that down. And then we've had a couple other little attacks here and there. And then we went up to see one of the family members, and I'm actually in South Carolina right now, taking a day off of work. And when I saw one of the family members, it was interesting because my daughter during Christmas had given me a shirt, that I used to say a lot. And it's a shirt where it's a man with a donkey and a rat. And it says, I don't give a rat's ass. And I used to say that a lot around my daughter. So she got me. So when I get up to South Carolina, the son has the same shirt on. So there was my opening. And then, so I ministered to him and, got to minister to his girlfriend also. Now it's free will, of course. So everybody has to, you know, follow. And, I've got him doing some things that he needs to do. Now again, whether he follows through or not, that's fine. And then we went over to, some other, people's homes, relatives, and same thing happened there. You could see the workings of our Father. Now this is all without us doing anything except for praying and keeping the vision and reminding ourselves, because as soon as the circumstance and situations and attacks come, the first place you go is son of a bitch and F this and gosh, why is this happening? Ah, but we're able to sharpen iron, iron sharpeneth iron, and remind each other, listen, we know where it's coming from. Just relax, give it to God, and let's go ahead and of course, that's what we do. And, we're seeing results. Matter of fact, she got a call from out of the blue from, not really out of the blue, but more of a call that was, really good. You know, it was one of those, okay, you're really working, Father. You're really, really work, which is, you know, just one of those like, keep going, guys, keep going. And then another one, I can just see it. You can just see it all starting to happen. Now, what's the timeline and all that? I don't need all that. So anyway, that's just an absolute major blessing. I can't explain to you, how big of a blessing it's going to be. Or of course, again, like I said, I don't know the timeline. Now, on another quick subject, Lawrence had put out about a week and a half ago, a little 20-minute teaching that God inspired him to put out after he got done talking to Amber. And I just encourage everybody, because I'm going to play that thing over and over and over again, because within that 20-minute teaching is absolutely everything you need to do. The only thing I think is not added in there is, you know, abundant sharing, and which didn't need to be. And because obviously God didn't feel like he needed to add that. But it just walks you through, you know, step by step, really simply as our Father is. And I called him up immediately and said, oh my God, I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. That 20 minute was exactly what I needed. And then about a week before that, I had connected also, and my father said to me through the connection, said, okay, it's time. Okay, you take care of you. In other words, you clean your side. In other words, don't worry about anybody else. You do you. I can't explain that either, but it was a very specific words that I'm taking action on. And the healing and the fruit, emotionally and, mentally, just absolutely so freeing. And then on my side of the family, I of course I've got some restoration to do too, with grandkids and, I got four of them up in North Carolina. So, and work also. So, you know, it's just the tentacles of that little vision has spread all over. And the more I continue to walk towards that, no matter what, again, going back to that 20 minute teaching, no matter what pops up, circumstance or situation, it is just coming fast. And I can just see it bigger and bigger every day. I'm just, you know, super blessed. And, I'm so thankful that I, you know, that God guided me to you guys. And I'm obviously I'm, you know, sharing this with other people, and, we'll see if they ever come on. That's between them and God. But anyway, that's what's happening over here. And love you guys a lot and super, super thankful and grateful for, like I told, Lawrence, I said, you know, just keep sending those, teachings. That little 20 minute one, I'm telling you, everybody go, if you get a chance and God inspires you, go back and just listen to that thing over and over. God has provided gems in that thing just amazingly. So anyway, love you guys. Thank you.
Bless you, Brian.
Bless you, Brian. Love you too, bro. That's great. What a fantastic sharing. Testimonies galore rolling out of that one. Thank you very much for sharing that, bro. Again, that's inspiring. That when we connect and we follow the encouragement given, things happen. God goes to work. How he goes to work is how he goes to work. We can't tell him how to do his job. We can only know that he will. And when he does, it's the most amazing results we get from it. So bless your heart for that, bro. Thank you very much indeed. And so next, Kendra, my sister, would you like to share, please?
Most definitely.
Yay.
Let me see if I can get the camera on here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
ah! Sorry, I'm trying to get the camera. It's muted and I can't seem to unmute it.
She's not muted.
Ah!
Kendra, you're not muted.
What the hell, man?
Just speak.
Oh. Unmute. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
You're not muted, are you?
Can you hear me? Okay, great. Hold on. Yay! It's working. Okay, there we go. I'm so glad. I didn't want to miss my opportunity. God is working every single day in our lives. He's with us wherever we go. And he's, like he says, he's at hand. He's present. He's there with us. And my walk with God has just gotten so much stronger. In recent weeks, I shared last week that I had asked God to help me with some mood issues. And he showed me to just, put on the scriptures like crazy, speak in tongues much, and quit dwelling on the things of the world. You know, I was kind of depressed. I was watching too much TV and just not, you know, thinking the thoughts of God. And that's all changed. And I'm just so thankful to the Father. And he's, of course, he's always done signs, miracles, and wonders in my life on a regular basis, but it's just so neat to see things. I don't know, to see the relationship grow more and to have more positive thoughts and to walk with him bigger. Because the more you speak in tongues, the sharper you are spiritually. And he can work. And then when I have thoughts that aren't from the Father, I'm like, you get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't want to think those thoughts. So this cool thing happened today that was really neat. I was at work and they needed some things done and they called. They have a contract for their house where if an appliance breaks or one of the heaters break or whatever, they have this company that they have a contract with and they charge them $50 to come out plus, I think, parts. And they just fix whatever needs to be fixed. But every contract is different. Like they wanted them to come out and fix the heater. Well, I've been having trouble with the dishwasher. It wasn't working correctly and I kept trying to fix it myself. And it turns out, I mean, and God showed me how to fix it, but it turns out I was doing it right, but I just didn't have it clicked in properly. The little arm that's at the top kept coming off and I kept putting it back on. And I said to my, the female boss, the mom this morning, I said, listen, I'm tired of putting this arm back on the dishwasher every time I use it. That being said, it seems to still work, but it's just kind of a pain. Do you think while they're here to fix the furnace that they would fix the dishwasher? And she said, there's a 99.9% chance that there's no way they'll fix it because they have to have something wrote up for everything they do. So they make you make an entirely different appointment. And I just said, okay. But I prayed to the Father about it. And I said, God, I'm sick of this dishwasher. I want this fixed. So the guy came to fix the heater. And I said, listen, I'm pretty good at putting things together. And I figured out how to do this, but it doesn't seem to want to stay. And I'm just wondering, I know you can't fix it because you need a separate request to do that. But could you just look at it and tell me what I need to do different to get this fixed? And he was like, listen, I'm not even an appliance guy. I'm the heater guy. But he goes, you know what? I will definitely help you do this. So he gets in there himself and he does it and he shows me how to do it. And I was doing it exactly right, only it wasn't clicked in all the way at the top. I needed to push harder and he fixed it. And now the dishwasher's fixed. And the people I work for are Jewish and they're definitely not spiritual thinkers. They don't quote even the Old Testament scriptures at each other. They're very sense knowledge minded. And, you know, I sent them a text to give them an update. Hey, the heater's fixed. And the guy fixed the dishwasher for me and showed me how to do it if that arm ever comes off again. And she's like, what? That's impossible. They don't do that. And I said, how did you manage to talk him into that? And I said, oh, I just pray a lot. And then the dad comes back. Well, it's because last time they came out, they didn't do things right. So I ringed them out. So now they're trying to go out of their way. I don't care how God did it. And, you know, my thinking has been, in the past, when I'm around somebody who's an unbeliever, I manifest the power of God and I walk with him. And it does have an effect. You think it doesn't. You're like, oh, they don't seem to even notice. Because I had dated this college professor who was agnostic, and I literally brought someone out of a wheelchair, and he knew her, and he knew she never got back in. I did other things that were absolute miracles, and I would give God the glory, and he just wouldn't say anything. And I thought I wasn't getting through. I broke up with him because it's really not good to date unbelievers anyway. Now I don't date anybody. I always joke and say, I just date Jesus. I'm done with that shit. But anyway, shouldn't talk like that on the line. Sorry. But anyway, it's too complicated and it's a pain in the butt to date. So I just don't do it. But at that time, I realized, because after I broke up with him 2 years later, he calls me on the phone. I may have shared this before. He said, I'm going to die. And, I've seen you do these miracles, essentially. I don't think he said it that way, but he's like, I know you're the only one that can help me. So, you know, I would bring him back to fellowship. We'd read God's word, read the Bible together. We'd pray together, and I would get him to, I would confess positives, and I'd go to the emergency room with him and be praying, and the doctor would say just the right thing, and all this cool stuff happened, and eventually he got 100% healed, and he was paying attention. And I know these people are too, even if they look at it sense knowledge wise. I know that people notice. The old boss I worked for 5 years, she would have a problem, and I'd say, well, I'm going to pray about that. God's going to work that out. And I'd speak in tongues about it, and God would work it out. And she was a smart lady. She was also a doctor, and she was a smart, smart lady. And she would just, she came up to me one day, and she said, listen, I've got this going on and I need you to pray about it. Because when you pray, things happen. What is it you do that's different than other Christians? Because I just don't get these kind of results. And I told her about speaking in tongues, and she had no desire to learn to speak in tongues. But after that, she always came to me when she had a need, and I prayed, and it came to pass, whatever it was that she needed. So, she recognized that, and people don't think that your walk, as you walk in God's love and walk in his power, and people act like they're not noticing. They are. They are, I can promise you. And they're not in your path for no reason. These people, I said to the Father, this job's perfect for me. I know it's from you. But why am I working for Jewish people? I always work for Christians, because all I talk about is God and what he does in my life and his scriptures. I talk about prayer. I constantly witness. So why am I working for Jewish people? They're not into that. Well, I've learned I've got to be more tactful, but there is a reason that I'm in their lives. I am making a difference. Just, if Ethel's still on the line, she helped pick out a pair of earrings for me before I came to Europe with y'all. And they say, what do they say on faith, hope, love? That's what they say. And the little girl looked at him. She's 10 years old, and she's already like super nerdy and unspiritual. And she said to me, I really like those earrings. I like what they say. And I know that she wouldn't have said that when I first started working for them. But I walk in love toward these kids, toward their parents, to the best of my ability. When they have a problem, I will say, well, I'm going to pray about that. Because at first I wasn't saying that, but our relationship got to the point where they know I'm a prayerful person. And even the mother said something once, like she would only talk about, talk very sense knowledge-wise, and one day she said, well, that's a real blessing. And I almost fell over. I was like, wow. So now I can say, you know, things like, well, I'll pray about that, or that's a blessing. But I don't overdo it. I try to listen to the Father on it and walk in love. That's something I said to the Father when I started this job. I said, God, you're going to have to lead me and guide me. This is going to be a challenge because all I talk about is God. This working for people who are basically unbelieving Jewish people, although I'm learning some cool stuff, some Hebrew and some other cool stuff, but I'm just like, God, you're going to have to show me when to say what, and you're going to have to work in me, and my life is going to have to be an example to them. And that's what my goal is. And, you know, like I said, it's expanded a little bit what I can say. But it's so neat when you see God show himself, when she says there's a 99.9 chance that he will not look at the dishwasher while he's here. And he wasn't even an appliance guy, and he fixed it for me and showed me how for the future. But I just, our God is so dynamic. And I'm just in the habit right now of just expecting miracles, just speaking in tongues constantly and controlling my mind, not to think the worst, but to think the best, because the world will try and get you to think the worst. Oh, this isn't going to happen. That's not going to happen. And I like how, who was it that was just talking about their positive confessions a little earlier? One of you folks, sorry. Positive confessions. I need to make up that list where I know I've listened to it, the one that Lawrence does on the head, not the tail, and all these amazing positive confessions from the scripture. I love that. And I need to incorporate that into my, my daily routine. But my routine now, because I'm really not watching TV except for a couple nerdy documentaries. Last night I fell asleep listening to the scriptures be shared, and I was so excited about it. But the more you dwell on the word, the less you want to hear spiritual matters, the less you want to do with spiritual matters. So sometimes I would wake up in the morning just thinking about the world. Oh, this program I watched on TV last night. And now I'm waking up in the morning and I'm thinking, okay, speak in tongues much. Pray for your daughter. Pray for your grandkids. Pray for signs, miracles, and wonders to happen in their lives. Pray for your mom to get healed because she's been having some physical problems. And I do like how Jason talked about how, you know, he just was praying for his mom. And by the way, Jason, even when they say there's no change, there is. If you're praying, God's working. That's been my experience as a believer walking with God by his mercy and grace for many years. If you're praying, God is working. So don't ever doubt it because you don't see it with the senses. God is working if you are praying. I love you all. Thank you so much for the privilege of sharing. Jason, bless your heart.
Oh, bless you, Kendra. Yeah, thanks for that. And what I was sharing about the new difference thing was where they were praying for something, for God to do something. And God was telling me to hold on. So I was holding on. And the difference was that when God told me to do it and I did it, that's when the difference came, to show them and to show, basically it was to show in all directions that it can only be of God. And I knew this in my heart already, that it was in God's hands, it was already done anyway. So, but you're right, yeah. Well, when we pray, and especially when we're led by God in it, then there is going to be something happening. I never doubt that in my heart. So thanks for sharing anyway, that, Kendra. And amazing, amazing sharing, amazing testimonies that you got there. And it also blesses me what Van said just now. She said about these Jewish people that didn't believe, but you're there for a reason. Well, Jesus Christ didn't come to save the saved, but the unsaved. And Van mentioned something like that just now. So we're all saved, but it's other people that need to hear this and need to have this as well. Yeah, praise God. Really great sharing. Thank you very much for that. Next, I would like to ask
Danny and Amber.
Sorry, yeah. Danny and
Hello.
Amber.
Hello. God bless you guys.
Crystal. And my brother.
Hello. God bless. You're right, Jace. Bless you, mate. God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and really, really great sharings from everyone, from Marie, Ethel, Kendra. God is just really, really great. Also Van, like, God is faithful. And when we just stay with God, he's able to carry us through anything. And, you know, that's what was working in my heart when I was just listening to everyone, that we just stay with God. We just trust him and don't allow the negative thoughts to stop you from moving into the goals that God has put in your heart. That we keep, you know, our eyes towards God, and we keep on that race, on that journey, and just keep going to him for every little thing. And in those times of, you know, maybe uncertainty, that's when we need to be going to God. That's when we need to be letting our requests be made known unto him. Because it's in those moments where, you know, the adversary is trying to weaken the faith through those negative thoughts, through the wrong thinking. And so that's the only way that he can call us off. But if we have our thoughts in check and we cast every, you know, imagination down, that tries to exalt itself against what Christ has completed, what God has said, then we're going to be in a good position. And that's down to us and just, you know, encouraging one another with these words that, you know, even though things do come up, maybe negative thoughts, all these things, it's just trying to keep us from where God wants us to be. So that's why we got to say what we want, not what we see. We speak good words. We speak the positive words, you know, because God is able and God is definitely activated when we're speaking those heavenly words, when we're speaking what God has said and completed through Christ. This is just so important for our walk to be strong, you know, and it's great just hearing, you know, Ethel's ministering to her brother, and we're praying with you, Ethel, for your brother. And you know, that's the authority that we've been given. We go in there and we can speak to kidneys. We can speak to blind eyes. That's the power and authority that we got. And that's what we got to move into, like Ethel and also Marie. You know, this is our rightful inheritance. And so we need to operate it. We need to be bold enough, and God is going to back us up no matter what. And so, you know, we just continue this way and we don't be double-minded in it. We know what Christ has done and what is available. And it's available right now because the day, today, is the day of salvation. So everything that Christ completed on the cross is yours today. And I think this is just so important, and that God is doing the work in each and every one of us. God is working behind the scenes. Even if the devil wants to bring his smoke clouds, we see through it because we got the Spirit of God living inside of us. We have the eyes of Christ, and we can move with great power and authority. We just need to believe it. We need to act it, and we need to walk out upon it. And that's being a doer of the word. These words will produce fruit in our life. You know, as we remain in Christ, as we remain looking only to God, God is able to work in us greatly, you know, so that he is getting the glory in everything that we're doing. And I know for me and, you know, my family, my wife, you know, our hearts is to see everyone successful with God, moving in their rightful place. This is our rightful sonship and daughtership, walking with God and being led of the Spirit. And so we take that stand, and we do not take anything else other than that, what God has promised us, because his promises are what? Yes and amen. So let's claim what is rightfully ours. You know, we're seated at the highest position in the whole world. And, you know, God's light is shining through each and every one of us because we're called and we just have to say yes. And yes, sometimes it does feel like every day we have to get up and say yes, because there's a fight for your eyes. There's a fight for your imagination, for your thoughts, for your feelings. And Christ has overcome the devil. So we just have to say yes to God and do those practical applications to be victorious every day. Because if you're sitting there whelping and being in fear, worry and doubt, you are not victorious. You're being beaten and battered. And that's not God's heart, right, for anyone. God sent Christ so that we are victorious, that in all things, nay, we are more than conquerors. And so we shouldn't be living a defeated life. This is why fellowship is so important, because we're encouraging one another to look only to God, to not let the forces and feelings of this life take us away from what the truth is. And that is that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And so this is why we continue to practice, continue to speak those heavenly words, continue to sow to the things of the Spirit, so that when we're reaping back of the Spirit and not of the flesh. So we continue to really work together, allow Christ to feed us what we need to be fed, because God is orchestrating this greatly, because we're doing it by the heavenly words, not by a man, not by just because we're reading the Bible, but we're really being led by the Spirit of God, just like in the day of Acts. It's God's acts now through each and every one of us who is ready, who is willing, and all of us are ready. All of us. And there's no one segregated or separated out here. Like, God has called us to one body, and he's just waiting for that response from us to say, do you know what? I'm not having this mess anymore. I'm going to stand upon what you are saying, God. That's what the prophets had to do. They had to believe what God was showing them was right. Yeah, they felt uncomfortable to go do these things, but God was with them. And so God did great things through each man and woman of God in the Bible, right? So again, it's just, we do the same, no matter what it seems like. If it doesn't seem like anything is happening, we've got to move into the invisible, because that's faith. That's moving in, you know, the spiritual mindset. And so, like, we are all able, and we are as Christ, and we do have that power in us. We can heal the sick right now. We can cast out devils right now. Like, that is our rightful right as ambassadors of Christ. So let's use those utilities that God has given us, you know, the tools, to really move into that potential, you know, the moving into the Spirit and power, you know, not just speaking, but we're demonstrating that. We're demonstrating the love of God in action. And so this is like a great day. Every day is a great day. And the great thing is, grace is extended out all over us. Like, God's grace, all grace is abounding to each and every one of us. And so, like, because we're practicing, you know, this is the main thing. I know for me and Amber, 3 years, yes, we say it all the time, because it's just so true, and it's a glory to God that he's changed our life. And through every situation, through every moment of doubt, God has strengthened us to push past that and to come out on top with faith and expectation and seeing him go to work in our life. So no matter what news is presented, we believe God's report. And this is what we stick to, because God is the giver of life. And so he needs us, who is a point of contact in earth, to give life to them that are sat in darkness. Despite their ideology, despite where they might be, God has given us that spirit to discern, to cut through the crap. And so, like, we really are powerful. And when we're putting God first, he's able to organize and arrange and to direct our every step, because we're trusting in him. And yes, sometimes we don't understand things, but that's fine. We just continue to stay with God. And, you know, I learn a lot, like, through those old stories of the Bible, because they all stuck with God. And, you know, sometimes it may see hopelessness in your situation, but stick with God. Trust him. Ignore those negative thoughts that may be whispering to you, because, like, they're lies. And that's what's really, when I hear and everyone share, this is what God was working in my heart, obviously. And, you know, greater is he that is in you. than he that's in this world. He's defeated. He has no authority. And so, like, let's move that way. Let's understand the things of God, not the things of the world, because they profit nothing. The knowledge that we've gained through this world means nothing, but the knowledge of Christ, the excellency of Christ, that is everything. That's what we're going after here, guys. We're going after the fullness of God. And so the more we practice this way, the more we're walking in the love of God, it you know, encouraging people, you know, being that example. We've got to be an example. And so if we're not being that example, you know, it's the people that don't understand the things of God are not going to want what we have. And so we're a very, very powerful unit. Even this Zoom right here, there's what, 4, 8, 12, there's 13. Like, we're a very powerful unit. There was only Christ and the 12, and obviously the 70, but the 12, main 12. And look what they did. Like, really. And they didn't even have the Spirit within them. Jesus Christ has breathed on them. And they did great and mighty things. And so, like, we got the Spirit within, and just believing that, just like how we believe God raised Christ from the dead and we confessed him as Lord. That's how much we believe this, like, over anything that's presented to us in the world or might seem, you know, academically spot on, you know, physics and, well, this is the way it is. No, like, God is supernatural. He created everything so that we can enjoy. God can do all things. Nothing is impossible. And if Christ was encouraging the disciples to speak to the mountain, then we should too. That be metaphorically or physically, we do it. We speak to it. If there is a mountain physically in our way, God can move it. So, like, this is the new life in Christ, and we should be buzzing. We should be on fire, blessed, because we know what God has in store for us. And again, just to finish off, because it's important, is that, you know, honoring God is just so important. We need to be doing this from the heart cheerfully, because this is where, like, God really unlocks the next level. And I've seen that, and I speak from experience. So I want to encourage it, because, like, it's the best thing I've ever done, with the understanding, you know, because when I was younger, I really didn't understand. But, you know, by the grace of God, through examples and just seeing how God really comes through in those times of need, you know, so, like, he's so faithful. And also praying for the laborers, like, God has many preordained works for each and every one of us. Many preordained works. So, you know, this is something we go to God for, and he is able to do, like, honestly, like, he knows exactly where each hungry person is, and he is organizing, he's bringing everything together so that we can move in a great and mighty way, so that God's love and light is being shined from each and every one of us, people being saved and set free, delivered from those evil spirits, being delivered from diseases. Like, this is the truth, and this is what we got to stick to. And it's right now. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It's now. Today is the day of salvation. We have, that is it. Like, I really see it. And again, when you look through the scriptures, today was the day of salvation. Many people got touched through what the apostles did. Many came through them, and many are going to come through us, because we're on fire. We're focused. We got that eye single. So because the eye is single, the whole body is going to be flooded with light. You know, we're not going to be double minded. So things can creep in. We got to be like, this is a serious game. Like, sometimes it's like championship rounds now, and we need to like dig in. Like, do you know what I mean? It's okay. We can do that. But it's all done with ease, because it's all done by the Spirit of God. So, like, God will show the tempo, the spiritual tempo. And this is, you know, God's always on the go. And we just need to keep our mind and our heart in alignment with him. And we'll also be fire trot ready to go. And so, yeah, that's just my encouragement, is just stay with God, speak in tongues, honor God with your finances, like, pray for the laborers. This is just so important. Like, there's many to be saved. Many are in darkness. And so God needs us to pray for for us to send those laborers to us so we can speak the truth. So love each and every one of you. And here is my beautiful wife.
Great. Awesome. Well, God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I feel very energized after that sharing. God really working there, and some really wonderful truths was touching my heart. And I just am so thankful for the place where I am at. And also I'm very thankful with the place where all of you are at. Like Danny said, you know, we're a unit. We're the body of Christ. We're members in particular. We're all very, very important to God. And we all have a destiny. We have a purpose. And there's certain things that God wants to fulfill in each and every one of our lives. And God is not a liar. He is absolutely truthful and faithful. And what he's began to do in our life, he will absolutely finish. And it's really on my heart to let you all know, and to let myself know, that you're very, very valuable. You know, you can do. You are able ministers. You are able people. Danny already shared it, but we are all ambassadors for Christ, or even in, like, instead of Christ. Christ is no longer here. We are now Christ in the earth. So we are now ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven. You know, the most glorious, wonderful place in the whole of creation where God is seated. We are ambassadors for that. Ambassadors for truth. Ambassadors for the gospel, the good news. And for each and every one of us who are born again, we get given great benefits, and we get given the opportunity to work in the things God wants us to work in. So each and every one of us have different visions, goals, and desires. For me, it's really to desire with a passionate desire, you know, not just to have a 5-minute prayer and hope something may happen, but really have a passionate desire in prayer, having that time with God because I want to, because my heart is led to, and having such a desire for people, for ready-made people, hungry people, people that are going to hear the word, hear the truth with gladness, and they're just going to move and do. They're not going to need much work from me, but they're going to go directly to the source of their supply, the fountain of living waters, Jehovah God, and they're going to live a life that is whole, full of deliverance, set free, powerful, understanding that they are important, just like each and every one of us are, knowing that we're valuable, knowing that there is such a higher destiny, higher purpose for us than we could even contemplate in our mind. Like, we are truly able to do anything in this world. Anything we desire, we can do. If that's running a business, if that's running fellowship, if that's ministering, if that's having a family, if it's traveling the world, whatsoever we desire, if God has put it in our heart, it is absolutely available. But sometimes we let our mindset or our old man nature or our past history try and determine what God says about us and who we are and what we're able to achieve. So as the body of Christ, we can achieve greatness. And one of the greatest, greatest jobs of all time that God has given each and every one of us is to reconcile men and women back to him. Oh, well, I can't do that. You know, I can't really speak, or I'm not confident, or, oh, this isn't happening. No, God says you are ready. You are ready to go. As soon as you believe and confess with your mouth God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you are able to speak. Are you able to speak through your carnal mind? Yes. But do you want to? No. We are to speak by the Spirit. We're to be led of the Spirit. Whosoever is led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. What does that mean? That means to let our old man go, our carnal self go, our own thoughts, opinions of certain situations go, and to let God lead us, just like he led Jesus Christ, just like he led the disciples, you know, like on the day of Pentecost, that was all led of God. That wasn't premeditated. There wasn't a plan behind any of that happening, maybe in God's mind, but not in any of the people's mind. And look what happened. Today is that day. Today is the day of greatness. Today is the day where we let our light shine and men and women are reconciled back to God because they're drawn close to us because of the great energy we're releasing, because of the great light that we're shining. People are drawn to us that we don't even have to say or do anything, but people want to draw near and they're like, what's different? What's going on with you? Who are you? And well, I'm a child of God and God loves you and he has a plan for you. Do you want to know more? Come and see, I can show you. And it's just really awesome. And for us who are already born again, we are connected. We are truly connected to God. We have direct access now where we're able to go boldly to God with everything. So if you think of a phone or something that needs to be plugged into an electrical system for it to gain charge or for it to work, it has to be plugged in. It has to be connected. And then the power comes from one source and it goes into the other. And then it'll either charge or the TV will come on or the washing machine. And we're that connection with God. We are the power in the earth that is connected to the greatest power source of all time, God. And because we're connected to God, when people draw near to us, they see that energy. You know, it's like the light switch. If there was no electric within the house and you tried to switch the light switch on, it's not going to go on. You're going to need candles. The place is going to be in darkness when the night draws near. However, if there's an electrical source, that light switch comes on and the whole building or the room is flooded with light. We are the exact same. We are connected to the highest form of electricity ever. We're connected to God. And when we're fully connected with God and we're letting his spirit energize us and we're being led of him, then our light is flooding the whole world, not just our area, but the whole world. And people draw near. They want to come and see the light. They want some of this light. And then when they draw near, they feel the energy that we're manifesting, because we're living it, like it's living energy. God's living energy when we're walking and being led by his spirit. So then it's through that spirit that reconciles men and women back to God. It's never going to be our own strength. It's never going to be our own ability, but there is something we can do. We can pray with an absolute passionate desire that God will bring people to our path that are drawn to this light, that are drawn to God, that sees in order to want what God is able to provide. Because Amber's not able to provide anything. You know, I'm not able to do anything in amongst my own strength. But with God, all things are possible. With God working through each and every one of you, great and mighty things can happen. The sea can part. Water can come from a stone. You know, 3,000 souls can be added today. Great and mighty things can happen just through one. And when there's one, there is great power. There is great ability. There is great strength. But then when that one becomes two, becomes four, becomes eight, the power becomes more and more and more strengthened. And then it just is like a massive explosion. And God is bigger than anything we could ever imagine. Most of the time we try to put God in a little box thinking that he can only do what our mind thinks he's able to do. But God is God. He is our Father. He is the Creator. And he loves us and he wants us just to really go to him with absolute desire and faith. Faith is great because we don't really understand it, but we know all we need is faith the size of a mustard seed. And what faith really means is that we're not calling God a liar. God is not a liar because God is able to do absolutely anything that we ask of him when we believe, because that's what he's promised. And God will always fulfill his promises. So my passion this year is truly for more laborers, more fresh ready-made fields, more people, that my light continues to shine, that your light continues to shine, that we all know our value. Doesn't matter what smokescreen is in front of you. It don't matter what distractions have gone on or that people may have said things. You know, people are people. Some people are going to praise you one minute and pull you down the next. That's why we don't allow our focus or our mind to be concerned with people, but we let our mind and our focus be concerned with God. And then God will do everything he needs to do through us and in us and for the people that needs to be saved around us. Because God knows the people right now such as should be saved. He knows the ones that are ready to receive. He knows the ones that are not quite ready yet. You know, I heard a sharing that Lawrence sent out yesterday from Sangha, and he was saying, you know, are we just wanting, like, is there going to be people that are just taxiing on the runway? No, we desire people that are going to really take off instantly, take off with fire in their spirit, knowing the truth because the truth has set them free. No boundaries, no holdups, no questioning, but knowing they're children of the Most High God, and now they are able ministers, they are able leaders, and great and mighty things can come from them when they go to God. And we're all like that. We're all ready. We're all like that rocket that is shooted so far that it blew out of the atmosphere. You know, if you think of a rocket going into space, it has to go at such speed that it has to break through the Earth's atmosphere. You know, that's us every single day. We're breaking through the negative things that are going on. We're breaking. We've already broke through anything that tries to come against us because we're seated on the right hand side of God, and God loves us, and his destiny and plan for our lives is truly being fulfilled. So it's only the second week of fellowship for 2024. And we're all so very hot and inspired and encouraged. It's going to be the greatest year. So many signs, miracles and wonders are going to follow each individual. And this just isn't words. Yeah, we confess good, but it's not just words. Our words are powerful. Our words are spirit and life. Our word carry living energy, energy from our God, from that spirit that produces fruit, that produces everlasting goodness. So claim who you are in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, really pray with a desire, with passion, and don't let what people say about you or think about you or how people are acting around you determine who you are. You know who you are. God's already told you who you are. So you claim that and you stick to that and you stay with that and just move forward. Keep moving. You're ready. You're able and you've already begun. So do not stop. And that was in my heart to share. I just come out of nowhere. So thank you, God, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ for them words. Thank you for everyone else I'm about to hear. Love you guys. You're the best.
Awesome.
Wow. Wonderful sharing.
Two awesome sharings. Thank you very, very much, guys. And praise God. And yeah, it is our best year ever so far. And, what can we say? We're abounding in hope. So on that note, thank you very much for that, guys. God bless your hearts. And next, I'd like to ask a lady from Bristol to share, please. Mrs. Kim Tor.
Thank you, my spot.
I'm
making
your spot now, Mrs.
Oh, God bless you all. And I really want to share on, me and Lawrence were in the car yesterday. We took little Wishy for a little ride in the car and, you know, we were talking and I got really inspired with, you know, the day of Pentecost. And, we all know that 3,000 were added to the church. And also as you continue to read, it says that they were all with one purpose, with one mind, with one heart, and they were moving together. And it really blessed me because I saw that here tonight. You know, everybody's moving in the same direction. They've got that same purpose. Again, you know, I shared with Lawrence yesterday, you know, I think that one of the greatest things that God showed him was to say what you want, not what you see. And it was brought up again tonight. And it is such a powerful statement, and I think it's changed our lives completely. You know, we can sometimes get a little bit entangled with what's going on in the world, but when you realize, you know, you say what you want, not what you see, that's walking by faith. Because just like we can't see faith, you know, we can believe for something and then our mind may attack us and think, well, no, I can't get that. Well, no, perhaps I'm believing too high, or our doubts. But it's the same statement, really. Say what you want, not what you see. Faith, you know, it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when we're all together like-minded, and we're speaking those same things, it's an encouragement one to another. We actually see God going to work in each different person's life. And that has an impact. Whether you believe it or not, it has an impact on everybody that we fellowship with. You know, if we're all doing well, it encourages us. If somebody is not doing quite so well, we all still get encouraged. We want to get in there. We want to help. And so, you know, God created the heavens and the earth. He created this family, the family of God, that we are to really take care of one another, encourage one another, love one another, because those things don't go on in the world. You know, if we came on here week after week after week and we just got battered down and beaten and spoke of derogatively, you know, it wouldn't be an encouragement. So that's why, you know, we support one another. Like, everybody's excited for India, right? And some of us aren't going. But I'm still excited for those that are going, because I know after being there and seeing, I've been there many, many times, but being there and seeing the encouragement, seeing how they move together with the same purpose, the same mind, they speak the same things, but to see it in all its glory is just a real eye-opener and an inspiration, because see, God's no respecter of persons, and if he does it in India, he'll do it where you live. You know, it's just having that boldness to say, okay, God, I'm ready, right? I'm going to start my fellowship. I'm going to open my doors on this particular day, on this particular time, and you fill the seats. You know, they didn't just continue just to talk about it. They made a plan. They took it to God and they said, God, just like Danny and Amber did, right? Amber said, we're going to run a fellowship. Okay. Well, then she said, right, we need a date. And she got together with Danny, and we need a time. She got together with Danny, and they came up with it. Okay. First week they were on their own. That was probably a good thing, right? God knows. God knows why. But second week, people started rolling in, third week, fourth week, fifth week, and now they've got a beautiful fellowship. So it starts with making that determined decision on a date and a time. Like India. Yeah, I'm going to go to India. Well, if you didn't know the date, you wouldn't be able to get your plane tickets. You wouldn't be able to go. Dates. Dates are important. Dates really do matter. So make a date. Make a time. And then just go with it. So, you know, all those that are going to India are going to have a fabulous time. Absolutely fabulous. I know FA's going, Marie and Winston and Ethel and Lawrence, Jason, Danny, Amber, you know, and you're going to get so blessed. Not only are you going to get blessed, but you'll get blessed being together too. You know, experiencing it together. And the door's still open, you know. Anybody else that wants to go, they can still go. But when we move together and we're like-minded, we really do see things happen. And like with Ethel's brother, you know, people have been praying for that man and Edmund. And there is a change. There really is a change. Bambi with her husband and her husband's dad. You know, we really got to pray for one another, guys. We really got to encourage one another and support one another. There is power in that prayer. You know, like Kendra was saying, it's not that we we minister and God's not at work. God's always at work. He really is always at work. Even if you don't see a difference, he's still at work. You know, and it's not our timing. It's God's timing. So if we're looking at the situation and we're looking at the outcome or it, that's where you'll falter. You have to see these things done. God is an almighty God, right? The signs, miracles and wonders he wrought through Jesus Christ, he'll do the same things with us. He really will. We just have to hold on in there and then we'll see it come to pass. But never give up. You know, those that give up never knew how close they were to the victory. So we just hold on in there and we keep moving. We keep speaking. We keep witnessing. We keep ministering healing. You know, I can account for Marie, actually, because I did work a lot with the elderly people. And, you know, just knowing that you were making a difference in someone's life. You know, God does work within you, right? You might get a thought and you think, oh, like Marie did, oh, I'll just go and have a coffee with her. She didn't know she was going to find the lady out the garden trying to take sheets off the line. You know, an elderly lady, you know, just one slip and they're gone. You know, they're a bit tittery on their feet and they just lose the ground beneath them. And so, you know, we listen to that still small voice, even if we think it's us thinking it, you know, still follow through. It's just like booking that date or booking that time. You know, if you know that you need to have a doctor's appointment, you have to book it. You make a time, you book the time in which you're going to go. So we do the same things with God. You know, God, this is the day I'm going to start this fellowship. This is the time. You know, I really want to start opening up. There are people in my area that need to hear your word, need to hear the declaration that why did God make it available for people to get born again? There's people out there with so many questions. Mm-hmm. And especially because the world is waxing darker, people have more time to sit and think, well, like, why am I in this world? Like, is this all there is? Is it that I just get up in the morning, I go to work, I come home, I have my tea, you know, I might relax for an hour and then I go to bed. No, there's something more. God has made it available for you to have eternal life and for you to prosper and to be in health. You know, it also says that, we were talking about it on Monday, actually. That the way that we live our lives right now is that we sometimes take the influences of the world around us and it can knock your faith, it can knock your believing. But you know, the way that they lived back then in the Bible times, imagine having Jesus Christ around you. Imagine being those disciples and just, you know, sitting down and hearing him share the word and, you know, and then you suddenly think, well, actually, I'm going to feed everyone. And he starts breaking up these bread and these fishes. And well, it's the same thing today. It really is the same thing today because it's Christ in you. You can break the bread. You can break the fishes and you can feed the 5,000. Do you believe that? Because see, that's where the faith comes in. See, it's not that it was just done in Bible times when Jesus Christ was walking this earth, but that it is available today. It is available today. And we just have to lift our faith, really lift our faith. You know, Jesus Christ had no qualms that God wasn't going to come through for him. What about Moses, right, when he parted the sea? Do you really believe that he stuck there and thought, well, actually, I don't think I can do this? No, we'll just turn back round and we'll just walk into the war and let them kill us all. You know, we got to lift that faith. We got to lift that believing and just remember that what was done then, although I will say I don't want Lawrence to become Noah and start building the ark in my garden, but...
Oh, it'd be a terrible job anyway.
But he doesn't even own a screwdriver, so he'd be in trouble. He'd be, Danny, got a hammer? Danny, got a screwdriver? No. But it is available for us to live like that today. It really is. And signs, miracles and wonders follow those what that believe. And so, you know, is keeping that faith up there, is reminding yourself of the things that Jesus Christ accomplished. It's reminding yourselves of what is available. You know, it's reminding ourselves that God never made a failure. It's reminding yourselves that God loves you no matter what. No matter what was done yesterday or 3 months ago or 5 years ago, past is past. You can't change that. But today is a new day. And it's God in Christ in you, and you can accomplish whatever you desire to accomplish. Whatever's in your heart, you can bring to pass. You can, without a doubt, because God's with you and God never wants you to fail. So it's just really moving forward, continuing to be strong in that grace and knowing that we have a family that is going to encourage one another. Nothing is impossible when you have God and a family that wants to encourage and support. So, you know, have a wonderful weekend. I'm looking forward to Marie and Winston coming. And so is Danny and Amber. We haven't got anything planned. We'll just see how it rolls and we'll just do whatever. But, you know, just come and enjoy yourself, relax. We'll come and collect you from the airport. But, you know, again, getting together, you know, if you live not too far from one another, maybe it's just an hour's flight or something, you know, make arrangements, spend a couple of days together and, you know, just encourage one another. You know, there's nothing better than fellowshipping with believers. There really isn't. Unless you fellowship with Lawrence every day like I do. But, you know, it's just loving one another, encouraging one another. We know that we get enough grief in the world. But just knowing that we can exert our brains and our minds onto a higher level, right? That we can walk like Christ walked. That we can heal like Christ healed. We can see signs, miracles and wonders follow those that believe, you know, and there's nothing better than hearing testimonies that where God's inspired someone, you know, because it just builds our faith. And you don't look at it like, oh, well, God's doing that for them and that for them. And they're always doing nothing happens for me. That's not how we look at it. You know, take the focus off yourself, put it on someone else. You know, oh, poor me. This didn't happen. Oh, poor me, you know, I haven't got this and I've prayed but nothing happens. Then lift your faith. Lift your faith because it will happen. I promise you it will happen. You know, we've all got testimonies to tell and God's timing is perfect, absolutely perfect. May not see it now, but it'll be there when you really, when God knows you need it. So I love you. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless.
Well, thank you, Kim. That was really wonderful, and I might have to take over now. Right, okay, Marie. Susan Fur, would you like to share next? Susan? Are you there, love?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to get it off of
me. Okay.
Yeah, hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. And it's good to be on the call with you all and to hear all your testimonials and just very thankful to hear the good news, you know, of what God is doing in each of your lives and how you continue to stand with God and represent Him with boldness. And, you know, one of the things that as I was driving home, I was thinking of being intentional and just intentional with my relationship with God first, but also my being intentional when I'm speaking to others and being intentional when I'm reading the word and applying the word and just being intentional in my life, period. And so just being a good example and a witness for God and for our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's just been a great week. It's been a great week of fellowshipping. I have a networking group that I started with women, and this week, I just, you know, just talking to God about it. And I hate to say it's mine. I hate to take ownership of things. because I never wanted people to feel, you know, that I'm lording over them or anything like that. So this week I was just reading the Old Testament and, you know, we decided that we're going to invite other people to be a part of this group that were interested to be on our leadership committee. And it was just really nice to see how, you know, God did that with Moses through his father-in-law, telling them that it's too much for him to take on. And so, you know, it's something I was, have been thinking about and finally put it into action and, you know, being intentional to take care of that. And it also takes care of other people's hearts too. And since then, you know, making that decision and coming together with the women that I picked out to be a part of this committee, you know, more women have come and wanted to be a part of this group because they're hearing about us. And it's a business group. It's not a ministry. But I'm still practicing the same principles. You know, one of the things that I love to do is just hug people. And I go to a lot of business networking and they're very formal. But people have got to know me as the one that's going to be hugging on people and just loving on people. Because we don't just want to do it when we're amongst the body of Christ. It's when we're with other people too that we show that love of God. And sometimes it's not speaking scripture, but it's just showing love by hugging someone and just letting them know that they're important. And I always feel like I do for others what I would want somebody to do for me. And I think that's a strength that God's given to me to make people feel welcome. And so this week at my networking group, I announced to them finally that I'm going to be starting a Bible study and a few ladies are going to be starting on next Friday. And I'm truly excited because it's something that God has put on my heart. And I just kept making excuses, you know, what are you going to teach? You don't know enough of the word, you know, and that's just the old man nature speaking, because when you've been in the word since you were 17, you know, a little something that you can share. So I'm truly excited about the women that have said they want to be a part of this and that God has opened the door for me to do it. And, just because, you know, what you're sharing here, Laura, and other people are sharing, it's just opening your mouth and having God give you the words the very hour that you need them. It's a promise in his word that he told us that he would give to us. And, you know, sometimes the small voice in your head will stop you from doing the things of God because we are talking ourselves out of it or we're not believing in the Christ in us. And so being intentional and seeing the Christ in myself, knowing that it's, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, that is not about Susan. It's about God. It's about Jesus Christ and the kingdom and opening doors for other people who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, who are crying themselves to sleep like I was years ago, and having an opportunity to have them come and to partake of that bread of life. So I'm really excited about that God's doing for us. We went to, I told you last week, I fellowship with, addicts that are in recovery. So we do that twice a week. And I went yesterday and, you know, we went on Monday and, you know, people are always confessing their sins, of alcoholism or whatever it may be. And so they turned to me and they said, Susan, what do you want to share? And I said, well, I don't have a problem with alcohol or, you know, but I do have other issues in my life where I know that I need to change and God needs to help me to work on those issues. And then I shared with them, you know, sin is sin. There's no degree of sin. It's no big sin or little sin. It's just sin. And that, you know, we have to confess our sins to God and he's willing to forgive us of our sins. And what I've noticed in this group is they constantly bring up the people's sins. They constantly talk about it. So it's, God has me there for a reason. And you know, I'm hanging in there, but it's very refreshing to come over to here after being there Monday and Tuesday and to come over here to get filled up and to be fed spiritually, because the things that you all say and share, sometimes the enemy might say to you, you know, that's not important. Or after you've said something, you might feel, oh, I wish I had never said that. But there's somebody in the room that needed to hear it. And sometimes it's just us who need to hear it for ourselves, that we can be built up and we can be energized so that we can be ready to share with somebody else when God opens the door. And the main thing is being intentional, is going through that door. When God opens the door for you to go and speak to someone, that we don't allow it to just slam behind us, that we walk through that door and that we just open our mouths and expect God to give us the words that we need to say
that's going to minister to that person. You know, yesterday at the women's recovery that I went to, there was a lady that we were reading out of this book, a devotional, but she wanted to share something completely different. And before she started to share, I just heard God told me it was going to be about demons. And so she started to speak about how there's doors slamming in her house and she's hearing this voice calling her and she's not sure. And I said, well, you know, ask God if it's him that's calling you. And I explained to her, if God's doing something for you, it's going to be peaceable. It's not going to be traumatic or it's not going to cause you anxiety if it's from God. So ask God if he's the one that's calling you in the middle of the night. And then read the word, put on the word. You know, when you can't sleep at night, instead of tossing and turning, just put on the word or start reading the word or put on some, you know, I do the Bible app where they just read the Bible, just keep reading the Bible. And so, because we want to put on that mind of Christ, the enemy wants to seal our peace. He doesn't want us to have a sweet sleep, which God has promised us in his word. And that's something that we can claim. You know, I go to bed late and I get up really early, sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning. But when I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm making sure that I'm not just putting the TV back on, but I'm going to the word of God. And so it was easy for me to tell her to go to the word of God, but she had to put on the mind of Christ. Because they're Christian, most of them are Christian in there. But we have to feed ourselves the word of God. And if God tells us that he promises us a sweet sleep. And she said then the doors are banging in her house and rocking chairs are rocking in her house and her mother died and she thinks it's her mom that's come back. And I was like, you know, I just want to share that the dead are dead. They are asleep, the board says, until the return of Jesus Christ. And so now you really need to talk to God because I said, go around your home and start praying in each room, you know, because this is not God in your home because he doesn't torment us like that. You know, so it was just a real blessing to be able to share. And some of the other ladies, the older women there not in age, but mature women in the word started to share and we were all in agreement with her. And, but there's people are being tormented by those spirits. Those demons are in their homes. And even though they look put together and, you know, things look very good on the outside, people are tormented. So we need to be intentional and speaking up when God opens the door for us to speak to someone. I noticed on Monday while we were at the men's dinner that we do there, two guys were complaining about illness. You know, one's back was hurting him so bad that he couldn't sit down for a long period of time and he kept wincing and whining. And they just said, stand up. And then another guy, his knee was hurting him because he fell on the job for being disobedient. And, you know, I was listening to them talk about their ailments and nobody said, can we pray for you? And I was like, you know, when this is over, I'm going to pray. But before I could do it, my husband started calling them one at a time and praying and ministering to these guys. And so we're in this common recovery is called, and it's for alcoholics and drug addicts. And then, you know, each week you see people that have fallen back into their habits and their old patterns. This lady has been sober for about a year and she's now gone back into drinking again because they want to help the people, but they only can do so much because they only know so much. And I have to be careful in my walk there. And I pray about it and I ask God because, you know, sometimes when I speak, I can tell they get offended and it's spiritual. But just ask God, where do I need to go? What do you want me to do? I mean, I'm just anxious and I'm willing and I'm excited about my purpose and the purpose that God has for me and the passion behind it. And so coming on the calls here are just so edifying. I want to let you know that it's so edifying. It's like getting filled up after Jesus Christ was in the mountain for 40 days, right? It's like getting filled up with, just the word and the word is healing. God sent his word to heal us, he said, and to deliver us from our destruction. And, you know, one of the things that I'm getting honest with myself is that I've sinned. I have sin in my life, you know, but at the same time, Jesus Christ has delivered me from that sin. And now I've got to walk according to the word of God, not the course of this world and not get caught up in that sin because it's been forgiven. And I'm just praying for an opportunity to share that with the people at this place because every week we go there, it's telling them about their sin, you know, if someone says something, the first thing they say to them is, did you drink anything? Did you take a pill? Did you do, you know, it's just constantly waiting at the door for them. So we have so much to be thankful for. You know, I've been around people in addiction. It's just like, God, you know, I'm so thankful that you rescued me, because, you know, back in the day, we could drink at 16 and I got drunk once and I said, this, I don't want to be out of control ever in my life, to the point where I'm going to be indulging in alcohol or whatever. But I never thought that God, you know, so many years later would have me be a part of this common recovery program and to just pray for open doors to be able to minister to these people. While I'm sitting in the room, I'm speaking in tongues. When they're telling their stories, I'm just speaking in tongues. And I'm so thankful that I have the opportunity to speak in tongues to somebody else, because speaking in tongues, we know, is perfect praise and praise to God, right? When we don't know what to pray for with our understanding, we can speak in tongues and we can see great things happen. You know, Jesus Christ said, the works that I do, you should do also, and greater works than this, because I go unto the Father, you know. And just to be able to speak in tongues, when you're in a room of people that are either delivered from the power of darkness or are still in it, you know, you can see the people sitting there that are just still in it and how the enemy has a hold on them, but we can still speak in tongues to them. So that's what I wanted to share with you today, is just be intentional as, I don't know if I'm sharing it with you today, but I'm just sharing what was in my heart. It's being intentional. And when God opens a door for you to just do his work, that you go through it. And if you're afraid, do it with fear and keep doing it until eventually there's no longer any fear there, but it just becomes a part of you. So that's what I wanted to share today. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Great sharing, and God's working in your heart. Yeah, we don't let anything stop us. And fear can either make you draw back or elevate you forward if you move in with a trust in God at the same time. And it just might be a presence of fear that is trying to stop you from moving. But like, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And as Jesus, he was led of the Spirit of God, you know, and he spoke the heavenly words. There's one recorded record where he opened the scriptures, but the majority of the time he was speaking forth what God was working in his heart, and we can do the exact same. And so God is the one that's navigating us. So when we're listening to him, he can direct us, and you know, he can inspire us with the thoughts and ideas that he wants us to have, you know, and our meditation can be on his promises and what he's given us. Like it says in the scripture, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you. What we're chewing in our minds, you know, should be the heavenly pulse, the direction of God, and the things in our life that we want God to work in, and that we give a voice to speak over what we want and not what we're seeing on the carnal level. And that, you know, when we start walking with God, then people can really receive great deliverance in their life, you know, because we're speaking words. Like Peter and John were on the way to the temple, and usually, like, you know, when people need healing, they would come, they would have desire. But this guy didn't come. He was just begging. But God, by revelation, showed Peter and John this guy had faith to be healed, you know. So they made it available. And they said, you know, silver and gold have I none, but such as we have, give I to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then he put his hand out, took the guy up, and the guy got healed. You know, the guy didn't ask for that. You know, he was begging for alms. He was expecting something.
Mm-hmm.
So have great authority over devil spirits. The fact devil spirits tremble over you, they don't want you to understand that. You have great authority. And so when you walk in a place, you know, you're speaking in tongues, you're being led by devil spirits are cleared out. I can remember years ago, I would go with my minister at that time. And he says, like, when you walk in a place, he said, let's walk in this place. Don't speak in tongues and notice the atmosphere. So we would go in, you can tell the spiritual atmosphere. But as soon as we started speaking in tongues, that atmosphere softened up, people lightened up. So we're very powerful people. You know, we are as Christ is. And, you know, we've got this great glory within us from God through that gift of Holy Spirit. And is as we do what God shows us, he's teaching us, he's navigating us, he's making our feet like hinds feet. He's setting us upon our high places. And he's the one that opens the doors for us to speak and declare. You know, it says also in Psalms that God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. We make healing available. You need healing? Okay, right. Do you believe? And God will give you the words to build their faith. If someone's got devil spirits in the house, you just tell them. You tell those spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, they got no right around you. They tremble. You know, they tremble. They believe in God and they tremble. And when they, and they know people that know who they are in Christ too, and the strength that they're moving in. So, we are just with God at all times, you know, and I've been in situations where I've been ministering and the Spirit's speaking through someone saying, oh, you're a strong one. And I said, yeah, so shut up and come out. And he did, and it did, like, you know, it's not because I'm anything. It's because of the power and presence of God. And it's because I know who I am in Christ. And we can be assertive once we know that. We can use our authority with great confidence, knowing that God is backing us up and that those spirits had to obey our command because it's coming from God. It's, we know who we are. Jesus didn't mess around. Like, they, the devils would throw themselves at him. And it, you know, and the, you know, he had cast him out like the man that had, you know, that was in chains and he had a legion, you know, that those spirits run to him, you know what I mean? And then Jesus said, who are you? And we're legion. He said, get out, you know, just get out. And so that man was delivered. So we can bring great deliverance. So when we recognize that we can bring deliverance to other people by the power of God energized and working in us, then we just be bold. You know, God's going to protect you. God's going to take care of you. He'll give you the indications what to speak and what not to speak. And so when we're navigated like that by God, then we start to see the signs, miracles and wonders. Then we start to see people healed and delivered. And, you know, we say to people, you believe God can heal you right now. God can heal you right this second. And then as we speak that, and then if they need encouraging, then we encourage them, build their faith with testimonies, and you can even share what, you know, the healing is in the records of the scripture and what God can do, because nothing is impossible with God, but God will navigate you in that time. You just need to have that confidence in him and then just speak these things forth, right? Let's clear these spirits out. And I had that situation many years ago, actually, with the lady next door, that a spirit kept bothering her, and she asked me to come in and kick it out. Me and Danny went in there, and we did. So, and I asked her, like, months later, do you have any problems? She said, no, not ever since. So we have that authority. We have that power. And when we're spiritually aware of what we've got and what God's given us, and that we are ready to use it as God energizes us and shows us and indicates us, or we just might need to know to do it. It's like I've been sharing that, you know, sometimes we don't know we're walking by the Spirit. You know, we're just doing our normal things. And next minute, God's bumped us into someone or something, and bang, and then we look back, oh, that was God working that, you know. So let's be aware that God is directing our step. Let's be aware God is working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure, and that you can do all things through Christ, through that energizing of God within you, and that you have great authority and you can use your authority. And I believe that this coming year, we'll be all using our authority in great ways that's going to bring glory to God and people from darkness to light. Because our job is, as well, is not just to have a relationship with God, but it's a word and ministry of reconciliation, ambassadors for God, ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ, to reconcile men and women back to God. God needs you to open your mouth. He needs me to open my mouth as at his direction. That as he opens the doors, as he presents the people before us, and he presents us before the people, when we're walking with him, we're recognized when to speak. We recognize open doors. And sometimes we don't recognize when God's navigated us through someone. And someone was sharing with me this week, they went and got their hair done. And as they were sitting talking to this person, they really wanted to mention about God. And then this person's been to this hairdresser many times. And as they were speaking, the lady that was doing her hair said, oh, she goes, this person started speaking about God. She goes, oh, my father-in-law was a minister, but he died last year. Right. And, And then, so it just come to this person's mind and put the pieces together. She said, who was he? And it was Brendan McCann, which was my minister, right? Lawrence's minister, my minister at that time. And he fell asleep, unfortunately, last year. And so just the connections, how God can navigate. And even though this person's been to this girl many times, she never knew that. And then she said, well, that was my minister's minister. And then it just opened up a wonderful conversation. And this girl's partner was my minister's son. So it's just, God, like, out of all the places they could have gone to have their hair done, it was right there and then. And it's a great witness. So that would go back to his son. And his son had been missing his dad. And he knew I was close to his dad. So you just don't know what God can do and what God can navigate from those things. So as we're just living our normal day living, God's ranging, doing things. It's like my daughter-in-law, Amber, she'd been going out with Danny for a good few years. And I asked her who her dad was. And her dad was someone that used to look out for me when I was at school. And I said, that's no way, he's your dad. So it's just amazing. And I was very friendly with her dad and still am. And so it's just amazing how God arranges everything for us, that this is a small world with God in it. And he can connect us up and connect all the dots. He knows what he's doing. We just got to be willing. And if we're obedient to listen to that voice and overcome anything, like any apprehensions or fears, then bang, like the word's going to move very swiftly. Like the word of Jehovah runs swiftly. The word of Jehovah is moving all over the world, but we can't do it in our own. Like, God is the one that's got to navigate it. Jesus didn't run after the disciples. God drew the disciples to him. Andrew and John, Jesus walked past John the Baptist, and Andrew and John was with John the Baptist, and John said, behold, the Lamb of God to take away sins of the world, or something like that. And then John and Andrew started to follow Jesus. Jesus was unaware of this until a bit later on, as he's moving, he turned around and see them following. He said, what do you want? Master, where do you live? He said, okay, come and see. And then from there, then Peter come along, and then it was just a snowball effect. When God goes to work, it's in a full momentum, and long as there's a willing heart, long as there's a heart of loyalty to God and a willingness to do the things, then God can really navigate everything in its right way, and so that he gets the glory. Like, it's God doing the work. God does the work. So, learning this through the years, and then just seeing when I started to be obedient to the things that I was encouraged unto God, then God just started to bring to me the people. He drew them to me. I've just been sat here. And God has just been drawing people, and then those people have received the words gladly. They've continued. There's people have been on this fellowship here that we've been doing for 5 or 6 years, maybe more. I've lost count of the years now. It started off as a Skype fellowship, and then turn into a Zoom fellowship. And so God is the one that draws people to us, and no man can take them away from us. We can't push them away, and they can't take themselves away if God's drawn them, because God will work. And even there's little things that come up, he will keep that person where they are for their blessing, unless they fully just want to walk away, and then God won't, he'll let them do what they want to do, because he doesn't violate free will choice, and nor should we. So it's just really great things that you've just inspired in me, Susan, from your wonderful sharing there. And I just felt to say, so thank you for sharing. That was really, really fantastic. And love to you, love to your husband, and the things that God's working in your heart and the way he's directing you. God bless you greatly. So with that, I'd like to ask Frank Juvelet, my beautiful friend from France, wonderful minister of the Lord Jesus Christ there. Go on, Frank, take it away, my friend. Oh, I got to say this. Shira papa.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, take it away. We can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, I'm very thankful for the sharing and what it echo in me. And yes, Laurence, you were sharing about what God inspired you to do. Yes, for me, some days ago, God showed me, I have to do something in the morning. Then, I do it, for perhaps 4 or 5 days now. And that's all. It's just that I'm obeying God, the voice of God, what is inspiring me to do. For sure, I speak in tongues, I pray. And yes, and during I am at work, I'm just speaking in tongues, you know. Sometimes the driving is 1 hour, 2 hours, and I'm driving and speaking in tongues, you know, the road is smooth, and I'm very thankful God is protecting me, and those I'm driving, and that's very good, you know. And sometimes, you know, you can be disturbed, you know, because we speak with someone, or, you know, we have to do something. But really, each time, you know, it's like I'm coming back to speaking in tongues, to dedicate my life to, you know, be obedient. And yes, for sure, God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, and we are all in it. And we are so worthy and valuable to God, because he has a plan for us. And as you were sharing, Laurence, we are mighty. We've got the power of God. We've got a great authority, and it's good to what Paul said, what he was saying things and repeating it, you know, because it's good to say it again and again and again. We all need to listen again what we are encouraged. It's very important. And yes, I really pray for laborers. I want them to rise and to come to me, and not because of me, but because of my dedication to God, and because of what I want to do for him. And God is able, and he is at work. He wants to do it for each one of us, and he's faithful, and he wants to provide. And each time, you know, when I'm at work, I also think about my boss. I just not put my boss above God. I mean, it's not my boss. My boss is providing in a way, but it's really God who is providing. And through my faith, God is really blessing where I am and the people I am with, you know, just sharing things and positive things to say, you know, what I inspired to say. And yes, I think we are really shining in the spiritual realm, and we are seated at the right hand of God, and we are in the kingdom of God by faith, because it's the reality for us, and we just live that by faith. God is really is prospering my life, for sure. We can see that inflation, you know, different things, difficulties. But I listened to different sharing that, you know, we just put it, let it to God, you know. Not, it's not our burden. It's God's burden. It's not our. We just are children. We are king, queen, you know, here. And the king has property. He has power. He has wealthiness. And we go with that. We just say what we want and not what we see, you know. And and I want to see all that in my life, and God is doing it. And for sure, my house is in a good way to be built, to be finished. I'm very thankful to God for all the details, and there are challenges for sure. But I don't want to put the weight, and you know, we just need to remember that the weight is upon God, is not upon us, and he wants to take care about it. And Jesus Christ did it all, you know, he died for all men, and it's the time to have this life more than abundant, and express it by our faith and through our faith, and receive it from God, because we make the heaven be on earth, and we are doing it by faith, by our spoken words. And our spoken words are very powerful, and they express, they permit to the promise of God to be manifested. Then, yes, we are very privileged. We know we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and believe God raised him up from the dead, and now we can really benefit about our free will of choice, but benefit from God, what he has made available through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And yes, and God has a plan, and he is giving you thought and different things to manifest, and we just need to just act by faith, because you know faith is good, but acting also is good, and it demonstrates the faith we have. And God is very patient, and he's loving, and he's encouraging, and we are able. Yes. And I will finish with that, and I love you. I thank you, Laurence and Kim, everyone, Jason, everyone. I love you. God bless.
Well, God bless your beautiful heart. Sakina had to go because the person that was doing the shift had to go, so she had to take her place, but she sends her love. And she might be able to pop back on, but I think everyone shared apart from, I didn't think Mary Long wanted to share tonight, but thankfully, Bambi, Mango and Humans here.
So, yeah, I'll share.
Do you want to share, Mary? Okay, go along. That's great. Wonderful.
Okay, thank you. I can't get my video on, but that's fine. At least you can hear me. Yeah, praise God. He sure is loving and gracious, and to have me in this group for 50 years, the Fellowship of the Outreach Throughout the Divided Word of God. This is where I needed to be. I lost my daddy when I was 5, and it was just mama and me, and the siblings grew up very quick. I was 12 years younger than the youngest, and she's 12, and I lost 12 years older than I am, and I lost her in the end of April. So there's just Billy, my brother, but I told him when I was at the Way College of Emporia, you have a lot of kids, children. They're not baby goats to be sacrificed to Baphomet. I said, you have a lot of children, Billy, so they can carry on the long name and, of course, move the word. But I went to the doctor today because my eyes had swelled up like balloons. And I thought it was from when I flooded my carpet 6 months ago. I came home from work very exhausted. And sometimes I lean over the edge of the tub and scrub my clothes. And there isn't a crossbar on the bottom of the bathtub. So stuff goes down there and it gets filled up and it overflowed. And when I woke up from my nap, there were 2 inches of water all over my carpets. And they'd almost gotten to the back wall. But God is gracious. Like I said, that was the theme of this teaching, that when he got me in the word, he knew he was doing, because he knew he had to keep me alive, because it wasn't even the water. It's this really old foam pillow. I've stripped all my sheets, all my laundry. Well, I got a ton of sheets, but the clothes mainly are in bags. I haven't done anything for 6 months because Jordan wouldn't let me see my latest grandchildren, and that's no excuse either, because God's bigger than that, and she and I are going to go to a meeting next week. So that resolved itself, and give glory to God for that one. But because my eyes were swollen, I went ahead and saw my primary care physician. She's a beautiful lady, Angela Fryer, and she understands me. She understands that I believe that God gave us everything that we need for our health and healing. And it's done really well for me my whole life. And so now it's just the wheels are working. I got a plan. She said, I need you to go to the hospital right now. She said, your heart is in trouble. And it is afibrillating so severely that I don't even want you walking around. And I'm like, okay, I'll go in at 8 a.m. So Molly made all the arrangements because she's a healthcare person. And so now my big old plans are I use white willow. I'm going to get a check chart, and I'm going to do it 3 times a day. What that is, it's a blood thinner. And when people take blood thinners, the medical association, AMA they call it, things like who's that lovely fellow, Michael Fox, another one, Bruce Willis, Parkinson's disease. You're going to suck all the fat out of your body. It's not going to discriminate whether it leaves your head or your belly. It'll all go. Just like when you take antibiotics, they kill all the biotics off, not just the bad ones. So there are better ways, and I trust that God put those herbs in this earth. Gave us a mind to understand. The next thing on the list is cayenne, and I can take as much as I want because I've got a cast iron stomach. And you got to use medicinal kind. It has to be the extra hot. It can't be orange. It's got to be dark red. Put in big old capsules and be sure any of these things you do on a full stomach with plenty of fluid or you will know it and it will hurt. Any way you look at it, it's going to hurt. It's going to burn terribly. But the point is that I have very good blood pressure. My lungs are perfectly clear. And there are so many things that Father has weighed in my favor that a little bit of afibrillation of the heart is not going to get me down. And so there's a third thing that my sister took that I have to go by. It's called natokinase, and it's an enzyme. And I think basically the action of it is to eat up all the gucky stuff that makes your blood sluggish. Because the whole idea of all of this malarkey is that I don't want a stroke, and I won't have one either. So I will go in the hospital tomorrow, and then we'll go celebrate Molly's birthday dinner tomorrow night, and I will take their medicine. And they have to monitor it very strictly. So I will take mine, too, because my doctor knows me. She's understanding. And then we can just wean me off the other stuff, and I'll stay on what I have to stay on in the herbal realm that's going to be the best for me, because the best, and nothing but the best. That's why God got us. In the word. I love you all.
Thank you, Mary. God bless your beautiful heart, and we'll be keeping all those things in our prayers as well for you, and God is with you and arranging good things for you as you just stay with him and let confess what you want, you know, tell him what you want and also say what you want situations for it to become that, because God will make that.
Yeah. Molly is into yoga. And she's going to help me with the exercise because that's the biggest part. I need.
That's great. That's great. Well, bless your beautiful heart, Mary. We love you very much. You're always in our prayers. So thank you for sharing. So now I will ask Mango in Human.
Hey, everybody. Do you want to hear from me first or from Mango? Because he's feeling kind of talkative.
Mango. Go on, Mango. Come on, Mango. We saved
the podcast. Of course, now he's stopped meowing. So, yeah. Well, God bless you all. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's wonderful to be able to connect with you all and just to be able to know that, you know, no matter where I am, when I'm in the fellowship with you all, I am home. And just over the past few years, yeah, I've had quite an adventure, and actually, my life has always been quite an adventure. God has sent me on all sorts of paths and really brought me to different points. And at the time, I didn't always understand it, but one thing that is absolutely true is that once I was in this fellowship, no matter where I've been, whether it be in another country or whether it be at my mom's house when I was closing out her estate or at airports or at just various locations, I have been able to dial in and just know that I am home and with family during these meetings, and I'm just really thankful for them. So I just have had a lot of things go on in the last few weeks, or rather, a lot of people that I know or I'm connected with have had a lot of things go on, and I just keep going back to God and bringing them to Him and then doing as He shows me to do or not do. And so it is right now just this time of rest for me, but you know, I know that, like Lawrence knows, it can be a little bit frustrating sometimes, especially when you're a high energy person, when God puts you in a place and has you sit and you're not doing necessarily the things that you want to do in the five senses. And so I've been dealing with a little bit of frustration in that regard, but just keep reminding myself how blessed I am and that I have a good job and a nice house and that, you know, I'm rolling in benefits. I'm not lacking anything in my life. And so I'm just very, very blessed and very much so looking forward to the new things that God has to come. And today I was at work and, you know, honestly a little bit frustrated. I am still a person. I still have five senses. And I just really prayed. I said, you know, God, there have been so many times that you've given me what I've needed to continue on this journey that you have me on. And of all the things that it, for me, is difficult, you know, God has sent me to some wild countries and wild situations have occurred, and I've seen amazing miracles, and I've heard directly from God, and many times, I know you all do as well, you know, I know I'm singing to the choir, as they say, about having that direct communication with God and following His direction, and sometimes not, and then really regretting that later on. And so today I just was praying. I said, God, I just really need something. I just really need some encouragement, you know. And He really inspired me to write down a timeline and remember the things in the past and places where He had sent me. And, you know, I remember very clearly being in Key West, Florida, and I was unhappy. I was very unhappy in Key West. I was very unhappy with the situation. I was very unhappy with some things that unfolded. And Key West is a party town. There is, they say it's a fishing town with a drinking, or no, it's a drinking town with a fishing problem. That's what they joke about. But it's a party atmosphere, and people come down for vacation, and it just, they go to bars, and there's a lot of music, and it was not my cup of tea. And there I was, and I was working in a restaurant, and God put me in this little church, and I just used to go to this church every morning, or not every morning, but when they had meetings. And I would just pray sometimes because I was so frustrated. And, you know, God eventually moved me on to the next spot. And that time in Key West and the people that I met in Key West became very, very formative for who I am as a person and the direction my life took and who I became. And they became some of the first believers that I was really connected with who, you know, those that are still living because they were much older. When I met them, many of them have since fallen asleep, but they were very key aspects to who I became and in my walk in life. And then I was sent to Tallahassee, Florida, and I wanted to go, to Sarasota. I prayed for God to move me to Sarasota. Sarasota was on my heart. I had dreams. I had visions, but they were my own. They weren't God inspired, and I didn't know that at the time. And He moved me to Tallahassee, and my heart was broken, but I went, and I was so irritated. And when I got to Tallahassee, I did not like it. It was a lot of pavement, and there was a lot of traffic, and a lot of just, it was horrible. It was just horrible. My living situation was horrible. And I had also, in my own life, made some poor choices on my own, that prolonged an uncomfortable situation. Sometimes we are uncomfortable. Sometimes, you know, we just are, and we just have to deal with it. Sometimes it's not as happy and cozy as we'd like it to be, and God does that for various reasons or allows it for various reasons. And, you know, I remember being in the car one day driving, and I just thought to myself, I hate this place so much. And then I thought, I can't say that because I'm here. And at the time I was going to university, and I was like, I'm here. And I'm going to be here for a minute. So I just need to suck it up and deal with it. But you know what? Tallahassee became a place that is just so dear to my heart. I spent, I think, 7 years there, 9 years there. I ended up going to graduate school there. I ended up making some wonderful friends. And it just became, again, one of those sort of, you know, formative things for me of who I am as a person. God showed me what I needed to study. I had intended to go to law school. He put me on another path. And then, you know, when I first moved to Nicaragua for the job that I took there, I moved to the capital, and it was horrible. It was horrible. I mean, the living situation that I was in and some of the things that were going on. And what it was, now that I'm out of that situation, I went through a spiritual boot camp, and God was showing me so much about the realities of the spiritual world. But to me, it was just hell on earth. There was just so many things that were going on and things that were being done to me, or attacks that I was learning how to deal with in the spiritual world, but I was still dealing with it in the five sense world, and things just didn't seem like they were right. But in the end, looking at it now, I can see all of the reasons why God had me there. I mean, I met my husband. Several children were healed. One was saved from dying. I experienced incredible miracles while I was in Nicaragua, and I joined this fellowship. And then suddenly God relocated me to a place in Pennsylvania, and I was so irritated. I was so annoyed. And, you know, this, I'm just speaking for myself. I'm a five cents person. I'm living here in this world, and I do walk spiritually, but sometimes, you know, I fall back on the five senses, and I know we all do. But I was so irritated. I was happy in Nicaragua. I had met someone. I was in love. I liked the job I had. You know, I didn't know what was happening. And God moved me to this little town, and he had me take this job. And all of the things in the world that happened, from the, you know, you all know what happened in 2020. I don't even have to talk about it. And my mom passed away, and God had me in a location where I was close enough to handle the things that I had to handle, but I was far enough away that I didn't have to be in the situation. And there were times I didn't understand why he just didn't move me back to Kentucky. And then once everything wrapped up and it was done, God moved me to where I am now. And he told me to take this job. And then just yesterday, he gave me a revelation about some things that had happened with a family that they're not my biological family, but they ended up taking custody of me and raising me when I was a teenager. And some just, you know, some things have been happening with them that are not godly, and it really breaks my heart, and I'm not there to help them. And then God just really showed me some spiritual things that had happened since I left. And one of the reasons why, when I had visited Kentucky the last few times, I haven't seen them. They haven't wanted to see me. And that was very strange to me and kind of heartbreaking. And he just showed me the spiritual things. And I understood even more clearly why he had put me where he had put me, in Pennsylvania, to a level that I had not understood before. So I was sitting at work today, and I was frustrated. You know, I just have to keep saying to myself, you know, I love my job. I love going to work. I love the people I work with. I pray for them, and I come to the office in the morning, and I speak in tongues on the way to work, and I sit outside the office before I even get in my car, and I command everything out in the name of Jesus Christ, that nothing that is not from God my Father, the Father of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is not permitted in that building. Only love and light is permitted. And I've seen a remarkable change, and it's almost been 2 years. And it's difficult to be in a situation where you're not really happy for a long period of time, but then you have to think about the other things that happened with other people that walked before us. You know, Joseph was in a prison cell. I'm sure that he was not real thrilled. I am not in a prison cell. I've got a desk with a window. I'm able to put headphones on and listen to the fellowship on Thursdays. I make a good salary. I have a beautiful home. So things are not necessarily where I want them to be, but I'm able to see that God has met my needs and that I'm there for a reason. And I have seen changes, and things still pop up from time to time because the adversary likes to poke at us. And so I was really, really frustrated today. And I just said, God, I need something. I need something. If you can just give me something. And a believer sent me an email, and it had Psalms 37, in it, and it said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him also, and he will do it. He will make your righteousness, he will pursuit of right standing with God, the light, and your judgment like the shining of the moon, day sun. He says, be still before the Lord, wait patiently for him, and entrust yourself to him. And then under that, it was Isaiah 46, 9 through 12. And it said, remember carefully the former things which I did from past ages, for I am God, and there was no one else. I am God, and there was no one like me, declaring the end and the result from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things which have not yet been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will do all that pleases me and fulfills my purpose. And so I really got the encouragement that I needed in that moment this morning, just to walk. And it's not, you know, it's not, I don't need to project. None of us need to project a week ahead or 2 weeks ahead or a month ahead. We do need to plan. I'm a planner. I plan everything. But when we walk moment by moment, and that's just what we need to do. And so for me personally, God has me in a position, and I'm just waiting to see what he has. I'm waiting for the sunrise. But that's okay, because I know that he has a plan. And you know what? Even if God didn't have a plan, which is ludicrous, but even if he didn't, even if I was just in a desk job, working at a place where I felt like my talents could be used better, it doesn't really matter, because God put me there. And we know the end. We know the end result. We know that Jesus Christ is coming back. We see very clearly what's happening in the world around us right now. We all know what time it is. And so there's nothing else to really do but just rely on him, because there's nothing else that the world has to offer that I'm interested in. There's nothing else that it's going to give me or anyone else. And so when we're plugged in with God, we know we're plugged in at the right spot. And so I just want to share with you all some of the things that are going on in my life, really through today. You know, God meets our needs. And I just want to share as well. And this is just me talking, but you know, I, was listening to the radio, yesterday, and sometimes I put on a Christian station, and sometimes they say a bunch of stuff that's ridiculous, but sometimes you hear a good nugget. And this guy was talking, and he said something, and I just thought, my gosh, that's right. That's right. You know, we talk on here about how the devil is an enemy under our feet, and how he's a dog without teeth. And, you know, we have authority over him and his angels. And this pastor was talking, and he said, there's one thing that a lot of believers misunderstand that they need to clarify. A lot of people think there's the battle going on between the adversary and God. And yeah, that is true. But a lot of people think that, you know, the adversary is on one side and our God is on the other. And the truth of the matter is that if there is an equivalent to the adversary, it is not God. It would be the archangel Michael. Their equivalent. God is much greater. And so remember that the adversary is much smaller than our God. And it gave me a visual perspective that I had never had before. So I am just sharing with you all. It is not God inspired. It's just something that I came across and wanted to share with you all. So I love you all, and I'm thankful for you all. And I'm sorry if I sound a little bit grouchy, but I had a long day, and I'm just really thrilled to be here with you all. And I'm really looking forward to the leaders meeting on the 21st. I thought it was this Sunday, so I'm glad that got updated. So that's what I have to share.
God bless you, Bambi. You didn't sound grouchy at all. You sounded on fire, and it blessed us. And, you know, I mean, sometimes people do go through things. And, you know, we, like you say, when we delight ourselves in God, then he does give us the desires of our heart. And he knows our hearts before him. And sometimes lots of things go on, and we think we may not be putting God first, but God knows where we are, and he knows how to navigate us what to do. And when we go to him, then he can give us the perfect thing for us in that moment in time. And so, you know, like for me, getting up early, no matter what time I go to bed, get up, get the prayers in, and give the day to God, own the day with him, let him take care of everything, and he's taking care of everything anyway, you know. So it's like, again, perspective, and it's just assuring our own hearts, you know. It's like it says in the scripture, you know, if your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart and knoweth all things. You know, we don't even have to go there, but sometimes thoughts, feelings, emotions, circumstances, situations can make us feel that way, but we're not that way, because we are complete in Christ, like I was sharing earlier on. So that's really fantastic. It's been a lovely Zoom fellowship, and certain people could make it on different situations, you know. So we just keep those people in our prayer, you know, so they're blessed, and we're thankful the people can make it, and we're thankful the people that couldn't make it. But God's doing the work, and He's drawing the people. He's keeping us close. He's keeping us moving despite anything else, which we don't pay attention to. We just give it to God and let Him take care of it. And He does it very, very quickly when we do that. So really appreciate everyone's time and coming together onto God's Zoom fellowship. And this is His fellowship. And I love you. I'm looking forward to the next Zoom leaders meeting, which will be next week, I believe. Is that correct? Next.
Yes, the 21st.
Oh gosh, and the time, the month's nearly over already. It's going quick, and we'll be off to India too. So the Zoom fellowship will actually continue to run. Carl Morton, I'm going to get him to do that again. And so, like, you know, still come on and give, because I think it'd be me, it was me, Danny, Amber, Jason, Marie, Carol, F.A., and, oh, F.A. must have gone, yeah, and F.A., he didn't get the share tonight, Ethel will be gone there, so it'd be a smaller fellowship, maybe, unless God brings more on, but, yeah, still come on, still encourage and fellowship, and obviously you can keep in connection with the WhatsApps, and I'll send updates, and stuff like that, and I'll make another group so we can put the videos and stuff in there, so you're not bombarded in your personal space on there. So God is great. So I think what we'll do now, I'm just going to ask, we'll have some manifestations, then we'll close out of a word of prayer. So I'd like to ask Mary Long, if you unmute your mic and speak in tongues and interpret or bring forth a word of prophecy
freely. There are no dearer things to my sight than my beloved children, whom you are. I cherish you and I care for you very deeply. You are constantly on my thoughts. Keep your eyes on my word, because that's your life. That's your very being. It's your existence. And can you imagine how bad it was not having me? Go out there and help others with that. Let them know that God is real and that He does want to communicate with them. And more than that, He wants to bless them exceeding abundantly above all they can ask or think. So reach out with my word and know that my love for you is all powerful. Sorry.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And would someone else like to speak in tongues and interpret or bring forth a word of prophecy?
For I am the Lord, I change not. Look to me, I'm steadfast, I'm ever with you. I'm always there to bear your burdens and help you through any situation. Continue to look to me. Be faithful, for I, the Lord your God, am faithful to you.
Amen to that. Amen. So, Kathy Clark, would you like to bring forth a word of prophecy or speak in tongues and interpret?
Yeah, you are my children, and I have fathered you because this was the desire of my heart. I have made you my very own, and I have equipped you and enabled you to do all that is in my heart for you to do. Look to me only and not to anything of the world, for the world cannot give you what it does not own. I give you all things. I am your sufficiency in every aspect of your life. I have everything for you. And it is my heart always, my children, to provide the very best for you so that you can walk forth as a shining light representing me and who I am to the world.
Amen. Beautiful. And Frank, would you like to close us out with a word of prayer tonight, brother?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your inspired words spoken. Thank you for your encouragement, for making us know who we are and what we can do, and to continue and to persevere in what we are encouraged to do and persevere. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Well, God bless your beautiful hearts. Really good to hear all your voices and to see some of your faces. And God is at work in us, and we just keep moving forward and just keep close to God and one another. Let him do his perfect work in you and let him open up the doors. Hi, Bambi. God bless you. Good to see your face. What a refreshing thing to see. Bless you.
Lord, can you give me the dates, please, so I can write down my calendar when you all are in India?
Right, we leave here on February the 20th. And okay.
You're going to be in India for the leaders meeting?
February the 20th.
I'm so sorry. Pardon me. Okay. Yes.
What a dork. No, I'm joking. That's what you would have said to me. I'm joking. And so we depart the 20th, to go to India, and we depart India March the 11th to return.
Okay.